Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Another important broadcast lined up for you today. Got Connie Fogel, the Canadian Action Party. They've suspended Parliament again. The Queen has suspended the government again through her Director General of her property, of her Commonwealth. So Connie's joining us coming up later. We also have an expert on global piracy coming on the show with the massive increase of piracy in the Caribbean, in both sides of Africa and the Atlantic and into the Pacific there. And into the Indian Sea as well. We will be breaking all of that down today. You know, at the start of the show yesterday, we had an exclusive hour-long interview with the former head of ISI and the general who led the attacks for the CIA against the Russians in that eight-year war in Afghanistan, the Afghan-Russian War, General Hamid Ghul, saying that 9/11 is an inside job, Bin Laden tapes are fake, the U.S. government killed Benazir Bhutto, on and on and on and on and on. It was an unbelievable hour-long interview. And if I have time today, coming up in the fourth hour, I'm going to play some of the key clips, some of the most important clips from that interview. But we'll also have open phones later in the show when we discuss that. Obviously, everybody wants me to talk about the governor of Illinois and what's happening with him. And I will do that when we get back after the break. Obama's honeymoon could be tainted by Blagojevich's corruption scandal. That's one of the headlines there. Blagojevich arrested on corruption charges after going up against Bank of America. You know, we mentioned this yesterday, and Kurt Nimmo's done a story about the fact that you had the governor of New York, Spitzer, go up against the big brokerage houses, said they were involved in crime and derivatives and scams, and you notice that the little bit of dirt on him got brought out instantly, that the FBI was surveilling him. Let me give governors a tip. Every governor in the United States is under constant CIA, constant FBI, and also foreign intelligence. The entire British Parliament is under MI6 and MI5 surveillance. That's been admitted. The entire U.S. Congress is under surveillance. And it doesn't matter if you lead a completely spotless life, they can try to dig something up on you. Now, I don't like Blagojevich. He is a vicious anti-gun pimp. He is a gangster, a mobster, a thug, a dirtbag, a big city, Chicago city piece of filth. And that's clear from these tapes. But this is par for the course. That's why the guy's on the telephone, not caring, cussing, sounding like a gangster, saying, I'm going to effing get a lot of money for this. I want bids put in. Let me tell you how Chicago works. To have a major media show on TV or radio there, you have to make payments to government. To have any bar or restaurant, you make payments to the police. It's on record. It's admitted for at least 70 years. It is the whole state is being run by corrupt mob bosses. Now, the Illinois folks are great people, but all that New York corruption 150 years ago moved there and literally founded the modern police department. And so I'm not bashing the folks of Illinois. We have four affiliates up there. I think the reason we've always had affiliates in Illinois and so many listeners in Illinois is they know about government being corrupt. They know the stuff we talk about here is accurate. A lot of other dumbbells around the country are living in la-la land. But regardless of how bad the governor of Illinois is, why are they going after him now? I mean, a governor can engage in any evil they want as long as they're New World Order. Why are they going after him? Well, he had shot his mouth off against Bank of America and other big banks, shutting down factories in the Chicago area and other areas of Illinois.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. Our elected representatives wanted a good old boy bailout for the special interest, so they ignored your screams not to do it. They turned off the telephones and email. They voted to print $850 billion at least out of thin air. This money now owns the American and European banks. The exploding inflation that is now guaranteed will slash your life savings to nothing and blast the cost of necessities, particularly food, beyond many Americans' reach. In pre-Nazi Germany superinflation, the cost of a loaf of bread doubled every 2 days until it reached over 4 billion marks. Food prices are skyrocketing so fast, there seems as if there may be no end in sight. The private banks merging with our government are refusing to loan grocery stores enough money to restock their shelves. The stores have less food, but jack up prices to stay in business. Whatever happens in America, we need to be prepared and be ready. Everything is zeroing in on food. One-third of Americans have to choose between buying food and paying for other necessities. My friends, whatever it takes, get prepared, get self-sufficient, get food. For everybody out there listening, it's very important for you to understand that by having a supply of storable food, the government, the New World Order, has a lot less control over you. And so it's a mindset of self-sufficiency and preparedness. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to get into the Illinois governor a little bit more and what's clearly happening up there in Illinois. Then we have some other financial news that's very important. Treasury bills trade at negative rates as haven demand surges, but that's clearly long-term not going to be a haven. Deal reached in principle on $15 billion auto bailout. And the word being used is nationalization. Taking over the control of the auto companies and then literally forcing all sorts of new environmental regulations and taxes on the people. When you hear about Obama's New Deal, that means federal jobs. Most of the jobs you will work for a private corporation, so it'll be pure fascism. Private kingpins will get the money, and then they will hire you at a pittance. So that is being rolled out. I want to go more over that today. And also, as you know, about a day and a half ago, they announced that the tortured patsies, they announced Monday evening, that the tortured patsies confessed to 9/11. And meanwhile, Krauthammer and Barnes go on Fox News and call for indefinite detention of anyone the government wants to say is a terrorist. Now, that's what the Military Commissions Act does. It says any U.S. citizen, any foreigner, anybody in the world can be secretly grabbed by snatch-and-grab black op teams. They grab you out of your house, a van pulls up, they put a hood over your head, throw you in, you know, taser you, throw you in a car, cattle prod you, throw you in a car, and you're never seen again. And it clearly states that any designate of the Secretary of Defense or the President, any of their officers, can declare you an enemy combatant, and that there is then no due process. England, first came out and got a 10-day rule, then a 30-day rule. Now they're up to 40-something days where they can secretly grab you. They're now grabbing the head of the Immigration Department under this a week ago, saying that he had leaked information about the government, but he is the government. They said, well, it was national security that the government had secretly legalized hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens, His concern was they hired 5,000 illegal aliens for high security jobs in secret installations. Well, of course, they've got to have foreigners come into England, the United States, and everywhere else and oppress the people. That's a classical form of tyranny. The Secretary of Defense, Gates, came out last weekend and said, we're hiring more foreigners for the military, including in high security jobs. That's what they're doing. And you know, they can spin it and say, well, for linguists and for interpreters and translators, but that's a cover for ground troops. And the biggest U.S. Army recruiting stations are now in Manila, Philippines, and Mexico City, not in the United States. So they've set up huge recruiting centers in the former Eastern Bloc, in places like Poland and the Czech Republic and Ukraine. Our military is converting to mercenary forces and foreigners. So we will go over Krauthammer and others. Also, a report out of Bloomberg, regional Fed chiefs say elite insiders have usurped authority. Federal Reserve regional bank presidents describe invocation of war powers by Board of Governors in Washington. So there you have it again. 7.5 weeks ago on October 3rd, when the Congress had refused to pass the banker martial law takeover bill, they were threatened with physical martial law, according to Senator Inhofe and two separate congressmen. We interviewed two of the congressmen here and played the clip of Inhofe on Oklahoma News Radio talking about it, the senator. Physical martial law was threatened. Physical martial law. Now Bloomberg is reporting war powers were invoked. That is martial law under the 1933 war powers. So it is now being invoked. It has been invoked. It is totally illegitimate. You know, Hitler could declare himself a dictator. It was illegitimate, but he had force de jure, force majeure, the most powerful force. They have guns backing up what they are saying and what they are doing. And it takes the people standing up in a unified front and saying, this is illegitimate, this is fraudulent, it takes government unions, it takes citizens, it takes organizations, it takes pastors, it takes people standing up and saying, no, that's why covertly, in the past several administrations, they have gone out and recruited pastors and prominent people and thousands of top CEOs for InfraGuard and the FBI. Remember, that came out in mainstream news about 10 months ago. They were being prepared, and the CEOs were giving press interviews saying, yes, under martial law, I'm allowed to shoot people. And my deputies are now secret FBI agents, and we're allowed to shoot people and kill people. There's this giant secret army that's no longer secret, because as they prepare to use them, they have to unveil it in front of everyone. So, what was it? 20-plus thousand? We need to do a new report on this, breaking it all down. 20-plus thousand InfraGuard CEOs and executives are secretly deputized FBI auxiliary under Homeland Security, preparing for martial law and to, quote, shoot people, to kill. We have 26,000 preachers secretly trained, now publicly admitted, to train their flocks to go to FEMA camps, turn their guns in, take forced inoculations. We have the threat integration fusion centers built in the late 90s under the government hoax, where they hoaxed everybody, you know, the Navy, the Pentagon, saying that everything would shut down. They used that to integrate new federal computer systems, put in emergency bunkers in places like Building 7 in New York. They have one right here in Austin, Texas. Those are really federalization centers. They're moving the National Guard, now federalized under NORTHCOM, under these threat integration centers or fusion centers, emergency management centers. Those are the three names they go under. So this is very real. This is happening. The economy is being imploded by design right now. The economy has had all its liquidity and currency and credit cut off, while the banks, the private intergroup of banks, overcapitalize themselves to be able to buy up the depressed assets. So that is what is currently happening right now on that front. That's some of the other news that is coming up. Meanwhile, in places like Iceland, in places like Argentina, in places like Greece, the public is rioting en masse taking over police stations, taking over the government capital, taking over the private, same central banks controlling them that control us. The Athens airport is shut down. They are now into the sixth day, going into the sixth day of the establishment losing total control, with the police, in many cases now standing down or joining rioters. You're going to see more and more of this, as the Army report said this year, as the British Ministry of Report said last year, as they implode the economy, as they bring us to our knees to try to socialize us and get us under their control. Again, it's fascist on the profit. They privatize profit and they make loss public. You understand how that works. Greek fighting, the Eurozone's weakest link starts to crack. And this is a article here in the London Telegraph by Ambrose Evans Pritchard. And he goes on to say, because of the European Union's tyranny, and because it's anti-democratic, he says all over Europe, the people are going to rebel and basically rightfully rebel. And he goes through all of this in detail. He says, without wanting to rehearse all the pros and cons of Euro membership yet again, or debate the EMU is an optional currency area, there is obviously a problem for countries like Greece that were let into the MEU, the EMU, for political reasons before the countries had been reformed to cope with the Euros and the rigors of Euro life over the long term. And there's an area in here where he talks about, that said, the riots are roughly what Euroskeptics expected to see at some point at the periphery of the Eurozone as the slow burn effects, excuse the pun, of Europe's monetary union begin to corrode the democratic legitimacy of governments. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Protesters clashed with police during Athens rally. Riot police clashed with demonstrators outside Parliament Wednesday as the general strike paralyzed Greece, shutting down schools, hospitals, and international flights, and raising pressure on the fragile government reeling from days of riots. The lawyers for the two officers accused in the fatal shooting of a teenager that set off the unrest said ballistics show the 15-year-old was killed by a ricochet and not shot at directly, though witnesses said the police just gunned him down. One officer has been charged with murder, and the other as an accomplice. But see, they didn't do that at first, so the people went crazy. And that's what's going to happen here. So that's some of the news there. Speaking of psychology and people not being able to deal with reality, I don't know if this is a person who is just very stupid, but the way they wrote their little piece doesn't look like they're stupid, or whether these people are operatives. We know there are hundreds of thousands of paid disinformation people on message boards, on the comment sections of YouTube, going on InfoWars. I will see the same person, the same handle on InfoWars, posting every 5 minutes for 8 and 10 hour shifts, saying the same thing in every article. Saying I'm a liar, saying I'm a Fed, saying I'm getting rich, saying it isn't true, saying it isn't real, saying we're lying, saying we're spinning. And we see these people doing this. They'll even start fights with each other, but we can check the IP address to start diversions and distractions. When we come back, I want to go over, yes, they are denying that the Financial Times of London did a story called "And Now for a World Government." They are denying it.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
That's right, Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're here and back Sundays with an abbreviated news transmission from 4 to 6 p.m. Okay, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I literally see scores of examples every day just on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In the article comment areas. I mean, just an orgy of disinformation in there. Paul Watson posted both articles separately. He posted the first few paragraphs and a link to the article that came out 2 days ago, and now for a world government from the Financial Times of London by their international editor, by their international affairs editor. And then he wrote a story about it and did a screenshot at the top of the article of the news story, and then under it put a two-line paragraph link in international internet speak. Everybody knows that's the link to the story. In bold, it says a jaw-dropping editorial written by the Financial Times chief foreign affairs commentator Gideon Reichman, edited, entitled, "And Now for a World Government." And we link to that. Now, what does this person come in here and do? And we found out does this in other posts. What did poster 115 say? Show the article in its entirety or put up a link.
Well, we did show a screenshot of the article. We did have a link there as well as post just a link on the main page of the story itself. So show the article in its entirety or put up a link. Well, we did show a screenshot of the article and then put up a link. The people can read it and make up their own minds rather than hearing it from your biased view. So see, rather than address the fact that we did have a link to it, we did have a screenshot of it, it does say that, they will continue denying. This is the policy. Remember, folks, continuing, find the information for yourselves. Don't believe everything you read just because someone posted it on an internet website. Learn to think for yourselves. Remember, responsible journalism shows the references and would supply the article to back up their claims. Season's greetings. So I was reading this, and I looked at the article, and I said, well, there's a screenshot, there's a link. This person isn't stupid. This person wrote this so that weak-minded people reading the comments would think it was a lie. And they have all these paid bloggers with websites and up there saying, I'm a liar. But folks, there is a North American Union. We are going into a world government. Hundreds of mainstream papers, the Wall Street Journal, the Times of London, the Financial Times of London, the French news agency, Der Spiegel, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds in the last month have written articles saying there will be a new financial order, a new world order, where the world government will be run by a private group of banks and you will pay carbon taxes to them. But you see, it doesn't matter. The public sees these in mainstream news, but then still hears the media, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and these disinfo people running around saying it doesn't exist, it's not happening. It doesn't matter if I play 20, 30, 40 clips in a row of Gordon Brown and Nicolas Sarkozy and Merkel and everybody calling for a world government, a new world order. Bill Clinton's doing it again. Barack Obama's doing it. He does it on Letterman. He does it everywhere. It doesn't matter. They say we didn't hear it, we didn't see it. Now, that's a military tactic, to make you just be confused, to stand down, and then look in wonderment, instead of ever debating the issue of do we want a world government. As we go into one, we're having a debate about whether it exists. Now, these same individuals, this same group of individuals, also go into the stories and say, you know, it broke. And here's the copy of my tip email and my email ticket where I sent you the article saying where the news was reporting this, and you didn't give me credit. What does that have to do with anything? Number one, I'll guarantee you, Curtin people got that off the news. People were calling into the show about it. What does it matter? You send us a tip. Hey, look, the governor just got arrested. We write a story about it, and then you go all over the message board going, I've been plagiarized. I've been robbed. I've not been given credit. I'm done with this site. See, that is just done to start infighting, folks. These are tactics being done. What does it have to do with anything? Nothing. So the attacks against us are really intensifying, and they all have the same basic MO. The truth is, we've been incredibly accurate. The truth is, we've done a great job, and everybody's starting to tune in.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you thought about investing in storable foods or in survival kits for your home, car, office, or child's school? This holiday season, give the gift of safety. Give the gift of peace of mind. Give the gift of survival from SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is the only website that offers the very best in high-quality preparedness gear at the lowest prices around. Give that friend or family member the gift they would never buy for themselves. From 72-hour survivor kits to survival tools to toys for the kids to help pass hard times, SurvivalGearSource.com has something for everyone on your Christmas list. As we enter this new year full of uncertainty, be ready and be prepared. Shop online at SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Use the coupon code GCN and receive a Patriot Bar with your order, or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925, or online at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, a
an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
So this is very encouraging. Who's really being attacked is the listeners of this radio show who are activists, who are out there spreading video links, educating people, putting out key information, pointing out hypocrisy, pointing out corruption. I notice that we post stories, links to the Washington Post, links to the very Defense Department directive put out 2 weeks ago by Gates on the 24th of November, where they say they're abolishing the governors under federal control. The governors will just be federal officers at the pleasure of the president. They're going to use troops on the streets for civil insurrection, for crowd control. It's in the Army Times. It's in the Air Force Times. It's in CNN, CBS. And we write articles about it that link to all the stories, giving people the big picture. And they go into the articles and say, this is a lie. There's no documentation. I want to see the links to the document. Look at these liars. There's no links. Knowing that right above it is all the links. Knowing that we told people about this 12 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago. Knowing that millions of people heard me on syndicated radio shows, thousands of interviews I've done, my own show, stations I'm on, reading the news articles we wrote, watching the videos I made in 98, 99, 2000, knowing that people were going, whoa, this guy was really on the ball. This guy was paying attention to what the Pentagon said they were doing. They go into all our stories and say, these guys are lying. There's no concentration camps. There's no FEMA camps. Give me proof. When it's been in the Houston Chronicle and the Associated Press and Newsmax and all over the news and that they built FEMA camps all over the country for civil insurrection. And they just say, it's not true. And then you follow their handles back. They don't even hide that most of them are in Army. And we've seen cases where they're on their own MySpace, their Facebook, in uniform with a PSYOP badge, a PSYOP patch on their shoulder. They're proud of themselves. They have such disdain for you that they are saying that there are no FEMA camps, there is no plan for martial law, that none of this is true, there's no North American Union, there's no global government being set up, and they'll even leave their handles many times, and you go to their YouTube channels, you go to their websites, and it will be videos. We've pointed this out on air, of contractors sitting on the side of the highway, shooting cars full of Iraqi families and laughing and playing Elvis music. We've linked to those videos. These are sickos. And they post videos about how they want to kill us and how they want us to commit suicide and how they're going to kill us. Everywhere. I know you've seen it when you're out there. I mean, these are sick, 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 sick people. And then after they get everybody hyped up, there's weak-minded, mentally ill people who then join in on it. So that's why I spent a few minutes on that today. Also, I'm going to spend a few more minutes on this, and I'm going to get into financial news. I don't have time to police things, but when you hear me endorse a sponsor or a product, it means I believe in it, I'm using it, I think it's a great deal. And Ted tries to police things with the sponsors he takes. You know, I think you've noticed we've gotten better caliber of sponsors. And a lot of the sponsors that the network ends up taking separate from me, you'll hear on mainstream, you know, mainstream radio as well. But I routinely call Ted up and go, look, I did some investigation on this, and Ted will refund their money and say, you're right, we're not going to take that. A lot of times he catches it himself. So we are in this society trying to, if something's even questionable, not deal with it. That said, other networks, other people in the, quote, patriot movement are doing things that I have to morally warn people about. You know, I've been doing this for 13 years, and not just 13 years. I've been working and researching probably 5, 6, 7 hours a day on top of all my broadcasting and other work. I mean, I stay up every night. I get up early every morning. We were eating Mexican food last night, and I was sitting there with a little laptop reading news articles and government documents while the guys at the office I took to eat were working. Well, while they were talking, I was working a little bit. The point is, I'm totally obsessed with learning more and knowing what's going on. And I'm going to have a series of interviews with attorney Larry Beecraft, who's beaten the IRS many times, about patriot mythology. Because I am tired of seeing good, patriotic Americans hurt by disinformation out there. Just like I get upset by CPS kidnapping kids, or I get upset by the IRS taking people's, you know, robbing people blind, or just I get upset about people drinking poison, melamine, GMO foods. I mean, that's what this show is about, is warning people and getting people active to warn others. That's, you know, warn the tribe, warn the species. I mean, birds do it. Crows do it. They see a predator, you know, while a couple of the crows are eating, one is always on watch. I am trying to be a watchman here. I am trying to be as moral as I can. And that said, I don't like fighting with people in our, quote, movement or the old core of the movement. It's now so huge and becoming mainstream that most people won't even know what I'm talking about. But as I and my listeners wake up tens of millions of people every year, we wake people up to the New World Order. Then they go do more research and fall into pitfalls with things that are dangerous. And a few days ago, I explained how the militias set you up, how thousands of people went to prison set up with feds leading militias where they go, we're secret. Let's go hide out. Let's build pipe bombs. Let's talk about attacking the police. Let's sneak around. Let's, you know, do all of this. Those are feds, ladies and gentlemen. And so we're all in the militia, and I say create a hunting club, a shooting club, a military history club, a 1776 club. That's why I had the Appleseed project on. We're mainstream. We're out in the open. We're the good guys. We don't sneak around and do things. Then you're safe to go out and be active. And the feds will try to talk macho and go, don't listen to Alex. Let's go do some secret stuff. Well, half the people you're working with are feds and they're trying to set you up. Same thing there. I'm going to do more shows on that because I have a responsibility to not just sit here and wake everybody up and have my listeners wake everybody up. You're the real power. You're the key to everything. And then just turn people loose without warning them about the pitfalls or about the rocks in the harbor. I'm trying to put some hazard buoys out here for people. Now, I've been through this hundreds of times. Every time I try to personally warn somebody, once they get into patriot straw man arguments and filing bonds or telling the IRS that I owe you no money, give me all my back taxes back, or filing bonds claiming you're taking money out of the private Federal Reserve, you get con artists, scam artists, feds, but mainly con artists in this area, or mentally ill people who are delusional and really believe what they're pushing. And then they get other folks who want to imagine, they always call it a new technology has been developed, and that this is the silver bullet and everything has been answered. And 99% of it is total, absolute bull. Total, absolute, absolute garbage. And it is infecting the common law. Now, just an example of this is last week, the New York Daily News, in 90 minutes, was able to do the entire deed process to falsely stamp that they owned and swear at the courthouse that they owned the Empire State's building worth $2 billion. It was deeded to the New York Daily News. The New York Daily News then wrote an article about it and turned it back over to the rightful owners. The point is, just because you mail something into the IRS and get money back, just because you file a lien on a police officer, just because you file something on a judge, a lien on them, just because something bad happens to them doesn't mean it's legitimate what you did. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to get SWAT teamed. You're going to go to jail. And I've seen the smiley-faced, delusional people a million times say that isn't the case, and this technology is different, and they never give specifics. They claim all these cases. They never tell you one they've won. It's always the same MO, and I hear it. I heard it here locally the last few weeks, and I just literally cringe. I literally cringe when I'm hearing it because I have seen people go to jail, lose their houses. I've seen these other patriot groups set up trust and then rip people off. And I'm going to do a series for the next few months. Every week, I'm going to spend hours on this giving you specifics. And I want all the con artists to know I am coming after you. You see, just because the mainstream media is lying and spinning, just because the government's corrupt and bad, doesn't then suddenly mean the public is perfect. Doesn't suddenly mean that, no. Opportunists come in here and try to do just a lot of bad things. And it's all bull. Now, are there ways, like with George Gordon, or Larry Becraft, or Tommy Crier, or hundreds of other prominent lawyers and Red Beckman and Bill Benson and all of these people, Bob Schultz. This is a political issue, and they are successfully in court, having victories, winning, getting people off over and over again all over the country. They are having successes. But they're doing it within the Constitution, within the Bill of Rights, showing how the government's violating the Bill of Rights Constitution and even their own procedures and regs. Another guy that will tell you about this is Ralph Winterrude. I'm going to get him back on. He's tried it all. He's seen what happens. So I'm going to have all the legitimate people on this show who actually can give you cases and success where they've really been able to win rather than delusion. Because, you know, people do all these bonds and revoking Federal Reserve bonds and all this stuff. Most of it's made up. And even when some of it isn't, the government is criminal. It doesn't follow any laws. And so it does what it wants to do. So that's why the main issue is publicly exposing these people in government, these institutions, as engaging in fraud. like, yes, they make you waive your 10th Amendment under duress when you fill out tax forms, you're incriminating yourself to a criminal group that changes the rules and does retroactive taxes and engages in all forms of tyranny. Family courts, they're totally corrupt. They have brainwashed cops working for them, judges on the payroll. They're making billions of dollars per state stealing children. There's bounties on the children's heads. There's no due process. It's not a real court. It's just a judge acting as a Napoleonic dictator. You politically expose them. You politically discredit them. There isn't any magic filing that works in magic patriot land. There's only true constitutional legal filings that will beat them, or it's best to know their tactics and the first time they visit you, disappear for a few months. Move. You know, I know what works. I know what the best course of action is. I know what's moral and upstanding and real. I know what works. I eat, drink, and sleep this. And I've proven we know what we're talking about. And I've seen people bushwhacked by all this. You take Wesley Snipes getting bad advice. And then he finally got a real legal team and so got off on the major charges but got convicted on smaller ones. I'm telling you, folks, you know, if you're not going to pay income taxes and they are fraudulent, it does go to the private Federal Reserve. It is a scam. It is. We didn't have it until 1913. It should be abolished. That should be a political move. But they're going to try to replace it with a national sales tax, even worse. So be aware of that. But it is a political issue. Now, if you're going to try to live humbly and live on a family member's ranch or farm that does pay taxes and property taxes, and you want to just work at the local dry cleaner, the local hamburger place, and you want to live simply and not pay the devil the income tax, that's fine and dandy. They're just bringing in a world ID and world cashless society to try to block that. And I commend people that do that. But that is the only way to stay out of their crosshairs. The only way to beat them. And it's still not foolproof. Okay? You know, I get up here and explain the system's corrupt and a fraud. And people go, oh, you coward. You should just not pay income taxes. Well, see, my mission is about exposing them. My mission is about following all the little rules so that if they do go after me, it's total open tyranny. You know, I watch all these people advise everybody not to pay income taxes, and I watch people go to prison, like Mr. Sim Cannon of Aero Custom Plastics, who just didn't make his employees file. He said, that's your issue. I'm paying you. If you want to do that, that's fine. I'm not an indentured servant. I don't have to collect money. And I totally agree with him. But he still went to prison because these are criminals. And they want you to fall into the trap. They want to shut down big guys. I can't have 15 or 20 employees. I'm planning to expand. I can't have a big office and a TV studio and operate and keep the fight up if I don't pay the taxes to the private Federal Reserve. I can't build this platform. I can't effectively fight them if I choose the one fight of not paying the fraudulent taxes, because then that'll be my whole world. You understand how that works? You have to choose your battles. So if you want to choose that battle, I commend you and salute you. But just don't fall into all the patriot mythology. You just file this piece of paper telling them you're a sovereign, and you send in the bond and tell them give you back the money. And then now they're destroying common law, because under common law you have this incredible power to declare yourself and to go make filings, and that was honored. But with that power, you can steal the Empire State Building. With that power, you can wreck a cop's life, and he may even deserve it. But the point is, it was fraudulent what you did, and then that lets the system demonize the common law and start removing it and replacing it with pure administrative. So the patriots are out there polluting the common law, misusing it, and destroying it. And I declare war on you fakes and frauds. We'll be right back. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left a chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, send me up a drink. Jake's Major Tom, the count goes on. 4, 3, 2, 1,
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful five-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com. That's LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got Connie Fogel, the Canadian Action Party, on 30 minutes with us coming up. They've suspended Parliament. The Queen of England has again. And Canadians are in denial about that. It's in Reuters. It's in Bloomberg. The Queen's governor, the real head of Canada, did this. So that's coming up. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up right now to talk about something sensible, something good. He bought gold when it was $740 an ounce. It is now over $800 and surging today. We've told you this is a buying opportunity. Ted Anderson, the owner of Genesis and Midas Resources, all there in the same building, has a whole group of gold coins at deals you're not going to find anywhere else. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they have a limited amount that have been sold out for 6 months of the Buffaloes. But first come, first serve on those. They have plenty of the British Sovereigns, the Franks, and even some American Eagles at the price they were a week ago when Ted bought them when it was $740. It is now over $800 and climbing. So with the economy in free fall, things imploding, the dollar in trouble, world currencies in trouble, major remonetization. They're talking about devaluing global currencies coming up in January and February. Now is the time, with all that is happening, to convert some of your Federal Reserve notes or stocks into physically held gold and silver. Ted Anderson, tell us today's offer.
Yeah, let me just go over real quick. We do have the British Sovereign. They were bought back when gold was at 740.
Currently, right now, the British sovereign is at 242. We do have francs at the price of 195. I also have a very limited supply of the buffalo coin. They're at one. They're at 1,036. Very popular coin, but you can't get them. I have some of the $5 moderns still available. Just found out I was sold out on the 10 Indians and 10 Liberties. That kind of bummed me out. But we do have a good supply of those coins available, and it just came to no surprise to me, Alex, that when they came up with this $15 billion bailout, that gold prices would be going up again. And here we are sitting here over $800 gold, currently right now gold at $812.40, seeing a high today already of $813.70. So we're seeing it happen again. Plus the dollar's falling right now and gold is going up. That's the way it should naturally occur, but with the manipulation that's been going on for the last month, the dollar going up, gold would go up.
Well, let's be clear. Gold is a hedge against inflation, a hedge against depression. You know, your golden parachute and silver, it's great. But there is the speculative nature that it could massively explode, and many top pundits are saying 2,000 is easily approachable. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm saying it's going to hold or go up moderately. That is a pretty much a sure bet. Regardless, I believe in this. This is what I'm doing. These are insanely good prices. And again, Ted has a limited supply of the coveted, at a great price, buffaloes. So first come, first serve on those. But how long can you hold this deal on the sovereigns, the francs, and the others?
Well, I certainly can hold it through the evening tonight, and we'll just see what the market will bear tomorrow. But, yeah, indeed, gold is going up, and my prices will go up, too. I'll have to pay more.
800-686-2237. Here's the number again, folks. Write it down. 800-686-2237. And if you're listening to this on the AM and FM later in the day or the evening, or you're listening on the Internet in the evening or the podcast, call. This deal is good through midnight Central Time, the 10th of December, 2008. 800-686-2237. That's the number. The brokers are there to answer your questions. Take your order. 800-686-2237. Ted, I want to hold you over for another 5 minutes before we get Connie Fogel on. I want to get into Treasury bills trade at negative rate as haven demand surges. This is the first time ever that Treasuries have been at under. You're actually paying a premium to get Treasuries, no yield. That's how serious the markets are in. That's a very bad shape, Ted. So I want to get your take as a 30-year broker on that. Hundreds of newspapers going belly up right now or in the process of going belly up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
That awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Beef prices are the lowest wholesale from the ranchers. They've been in decades, but beef prices are at all-time records in the stores. In fact, wheat and corn and other commodities have plunged, but they're still at record prices in the stores. This is manipulation. There are riots. going on continually in Greenland, takeover of government buildings, Iceland, excuse me, in Argentina, in Greece, because of the banking implosion that's been done by design. The mainstream media is now saying we're probably going into a depression. They're nationalizing the automakers for a paltry sum of $15 billion, to be precise, a little bit over $15 billion. And so this is very, very serious. Ted Anderson, you know, folks are insane if they don't get into gold and silver right now, especially when you've got it at, you said it's 813. I mean, that's means you bought gold at 740 a week ago, so it's up by 60 and 13, 70-something bucks. And you're going to sell out of these coins very, very quickly, Ted.
Yeah, I mean, we're selling out of everything real fast. That's what's been going on in the marketplace. I mean, my biggest problem is buying. And usually I can find when the prices go down, I can buy again because everybody sort of looks away when the prices are down. I don't know why they do that. I mean, if anybody was smart, they'd be buying like crazy when the prices are down and then profiting from that when the price goes up. But it goes opposite to that. So I just take care of it for you. I mean, I just pick up as much as I can because, you know, darn well, with the economy doing what it's doing, that gold and silver will not stay down for long. I mean, you can't bail out the auto industry without having financial consequences, and that's going to affect the U.S. dollar. I mean, every time we try to bail out jobs and create more, it's just driving down the value of our currency. They're putting money into the system. They don't have money to do all this. They're turning on the printing press.
Well, they bailed out some brokerage firms now three times, and that doesn't keep them afloat. $15 billion. All three of these companies are having $1 billion-plus losses every month. This is going to do nothing but bring federal control in.
And they're bringing in new contracts for these mortgages where people are defaulting on them. And, you know, that's still more than, it's like 70% of the refixed mortgages are going into default again because the people still aren't paying the mortgages. You know, so government bailout doesn't work no matter what angle you look from it. The reason why the U.S. Treasury, you know, there's notes, bills, and bonds. And the Treasury bond is 20 to 30 years out. Notes are 15-year, last 10-year notes. That's why they call them notes. And then there's bills, and they come due every 30, 60, 90 days. And the reason why the yield is so far down on it is because everybody's trying to flight to cash. They want to put it in somewhere where they're going to know they're going to get their money out right away, and they don't have to worry about market.
Well, then why would you buy when you have to pay a premium to get a Treasury bill for the first time in history? Why would you buy that and then have the government physically hold it? Why wouldn't you just pull it out and have physical cash?
They're looking for a place to park money for safety. And it's institutional money. They have to put it somewhere, and U.S. Treasuries just happen
to be...
Well,
we have the Congress talking about raiding pension funds and taxing them. So hold on to your wallets, folks. You need to get physical gold and silver. Ted has gold at $60-plus dollars under what it currently is, 800-686-2237. Fire out that list of coins again.
Yeah, right now the British sovereign, 242. Francs are at 195. I still have the silver. Silver's up a buck. And I do have the Walking Liberty halves currently right there at 840. I also have some of the $5 moderns in those slabbed holders. They're at 384. I have the Buffalo coin. That's at 1,036. I also have many other coins. Like you said, we have some U.S. Eagles that have become available. You can ask about those. I mean, there's a lot of things that I'm accumulating because I can see the market bouncing and dipping, and when it happens, I'm buying, and I'm going to buy as much as I can.
But explain to people, you got to tell them it's the radio special with Alex Jones to get those prices. They'll be paying today's prices, not a week ago's prices. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up again.
You bet. Here's the number again if you missed it. 800-686-2237. We'll be right back with Connie Fogel and the Canadian Action Party.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. Our elected representatives wanted a good old boy bailout for the special interest, so they ignored your screams not to do it. They turned off the telephones and email. They voted to print $850 billion at least out of thin air. This money now owns the American and European banks. The exploding inflation that is now guaranteed will slash your life savings to nothing and blast the cost of necessities, particularly food, beyond many Americans' reach. In pre-Nazi Germany superinflation, the cost of a loaf of bread doubled every 2 days until it reached over 4 billion marks. Food prices are skyrocketing so fast, there seems as if there may be no end in sight. The private banks merging with our government are refusing to loan grocery stores enough money to restock their shelves. The stores have less food, but jack up prices to stay in business. Whatever happens in America, we need to be prepared and be ready. Everything is zeroing in on food. One-third of Americans have to choose between buying food and paying for other necessities. My friends, whatever it takes, get prepared, get self-sufficient, get food. And for everybody out there listening, it's very important for you to understand that by having a supply of storable food, the government, the New World Order, has a lot less control over you. And so it's a mindset of self-sufficiency and preparedness. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All over the world, illegitimate governments are taking off the gloves, and the public is rioting and defeating them. From Iceland to Greece. But it's too late. The bankers have already looted the country's dry. The Financial Times of London, as you know, reported 2 days ago, "And now for a world government," was the headline, admitting that it is a tyrannical world government for your own good. There's also an article out of the London Telegraph today by Mr. Pritchard admitting that people are rioting because the New World Order is tyrannical. And we see the same tyranny in Canada. You have the parliament. You have Mr. Harper, Stephen Harper, the prime minister, losing seats. He should leave. They move to kick him out. And so he goes to the governor general of the queen, the true power in a commonwealth. Now, the people are the real power, but and if they knew things were really being run by the crown, they would know how illegitimate it was and stop it. That's why the crown's never wanted to use this power, though they've used it in Australia back in the 70s. Was the last time we've seen this in a major commonwealth. Canadian Prime Minister wins suspension of Parliament. This is from last Friday, December 4th. Now they've done it again. But I wanted to reread this before we go to Connie Fogel. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper won a rare suspension of Parliament last Thursday, managing to avoid being ousted by opposition parties angry over the minority conservative government's economic plans and an attempt to cut off party financing. Governor General Michelle Jean, the representative of Queen Elizabeth, Canada's head of state, agreed to Harper's request to shut down Parliament until January 26. Parliament was reconvened just weeks ago after the October 14th election. Harper's request for the suspension was unprecedented. No prime minister had asked for Parliament to suspend to avoid a confidence vote in the House of Commons. Now, when we posted just the top couple paragraphs and linked to this last week, people went into Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And they just said, Alex Jones is a liar. The Queen doesn't run anything. The Parliament runs everything. This is a lie. That's delusional thinking. Just like we posted the article, and now for a global government. People went into the comments and said, it's not real. That article doesn't exist. Direct link to the Financial Times of London saying world government's real, saying it's tyrannical, and saying it's a good idea. I mean, this is mental illness, ladies and gentlemen, or these are disinfo operatives. Of course, Connie Fogel and the Canadian Action Party have caught police dressing up as anarchists and attacking other police. That made national news earlier this year.
They've got out a new article, Canadian Prime Minister Suspends Parliament Again. And just to let you know who Connie Fogel is, she's a great lady. As a former leader of the Canadian Action Party, a lawyer and former teacher, Fogel lives in Vancouver, British Columbia, where her late husband, Harry Rankin, was a longtime progressive city councillor. She is an anti-globalization activist and was an opponent of the trilateral agreement on investment for the North American Free Trade Agreement. She has also been active with the Canadian Liberty Committee, and it goes on and on. But Connie, good to have you on with us. Appreciate you joining us.
Well, thank you very much for including me. Your show is very popular, and I'm very pleased to be part of it today.
We're pleased to have you here. Why are Canadians and Americans in denial about this, and what's really happening?
Well, denial is the word I was thinking as you were talking. Maybe it's human nature. People don't want it to be so bad. They just don't want to accept that that's the way it is. And it's easier to deny than to face something, because facing takes a lot of courage, and it also means adjusting yourself. It also means taking on courage. It also means maybe having to take a tough stand and really having to fight somewhere.
Yeah,
that's facing very, very
that you really live in a puppet dictatorship under a imperial governor, and that the queen really runs things,
yeah,
and that you're still under a queen's,
well,
hard to deal with.
Yeah, that's right. People don't want to face that. And the reality of just exactly what's happened is pretty shocking. And it goes even worse, because what's just happened now is that the Liberals have changed their leadership just instantly. There was going to be a leadership change come May. But they got rid of Dion, who was the person that was supportive of a cooperation in the coalition to get rid of the Harper minority government. Now they put Ignatieff in, who is a... he's a globalist. He's probably a Harperite as well. And they're now going to sit down, the two of them, and there probably won't be a coalition to defeat the Harper government. So that is to move the minority opposition forces in power. It's very interesting when you have these minority governments, you know. They can be quite democratic. But what we see happening here is that the people that are in the elected positions, they've got to the point where they're so greedy, they're so arrogant, they just have such an abuse of the people's wish that they just go along and do what they can manage to do. And what they've done here in the Liberal Party, they've put a leader in without going to their own membership.
Right, let's stop there and explain how this works. What happens is, once nations start going down into corruption, there's then a snatching and grabbing phase where they know everything's imploding, so they're just stealing everything that's not nailed down, including the kitchen sink. And so, because it revealed that the Queen really runs things, that the Governor General really runs things, they have to go in now and take over the Liberals that were trying to rightfully take control of the government. So they're having to go in now and take those guys over to then create the illusion that the power structure has been defeated.
Yeah. But, of course, what it is all complicity with the power structure. And it's really disgusting and disgraceful. Unfortunately, in Canada, the Canadians are so much more... Canadians are slow to really take action and to fight, you know, like contrary to the people in the States. I mean, I have a lot of respect for the citizens of the United States. Maybe you'll complain about them, I know. But on the other hand, you've got stuff written right in your Constitution that's very strong, and you've got groups and organizations in the United States. And you're an example of the power in the United States, of the people, where you really are doing some powerfully good stuff in terms of resistance. We don't have that kind of strength happening. The little tiny voice of the Canadian Action Party was a strong that there has been. And I'm really worried. I'm really worried about what's going to happen to us. The last article you talked about of the global, you know, one world order being in place, that's true. It's funny how you talk about these people writing and saying this isn't happening. What's truly frightening is that enough people don't understand the implications. And the really big thing that scares me, and do I want to jump into this or ask you about this, is the whole depopulation thing that seems to be on the agenda as well.
No, that's it. I mean, they're openly saying, in the Financial Times of London and hundreds of other papers, yes, it's a world government. Yes, we are going to come after your liberties. Yes, we're anti-democratic. And then the public is so mind-controlled that they were previously told it didn't exist, so they say, no, no, no,
yeah,
you do not have a link on your website to the Financial Times. You are a liar.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about willful delusion.
I know, but you know, at one level you can't blame human beings for wanting things to be nice. On the other thing, it's a really wonderful reality that there are people like you and like me who will speak out, and we are we are way out in front of the other people in terms of following what's going on and knowing and seeing what's really going on, and that scares people. I mean, I've had people tell me, I don't want to hear that. You're scaring me. Go away. Leave me alone.
Well, they they should be scared of not doing anything and the bad guys winning. I don't think they know what a world government means.
No, they don't. They don't. But the important thing is that you continue to talk, I continue to talk, and eventually I've had people come to me and say, like a year later or two later, years later after something, they said, when you said such and such at that time, I didn't agree with you and I didn't vote for you and I'm so embarrassed and so ashamed and I want to apologize now. So, I mean, they do learn. They do grow. And that's the importance and the value of the work that you're doing.
Yes, and we've now gotten to the point where they're just removing the velvet glove off the iron fist worldwide and saying, okay, it's tyranny and we run things and you don't.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just... like you said in that video I've seen where you stand up and you say, you don't own the world. You don't think we're not going to let you. And that has to continue.
What have Canadians said? And then, of course, plug the website so Canadians can, join you and fight back. And really, you are one of the only, mainline groups that's eloquently fighting. What did they say 6 months ago when it was all over Canadian papers that, yes, U.S. troops will be used here. Yes, we will police the Americans. Yes, we're in a North American system. Yes, NORTHCOM is basically running Canada. I mean, that was in the major papers.
Still denial. It's made in the major papers, but in small sections. And you've got to remember, probably it's the fact that most people don't read papers at all anymore. And there's a major denial. And then even if it did happen, they didn't kind of, well, what does it matter? What's the problem? They don't see it. And I think most people still do not know what we're talking about. They don't. This business of the military of each country going into the other, it's really worrisome in terms of what might be shaping up right away and to happen in January. So the crunch is there, and you hate to be the bad guy, the deliverer of bad news all the time. But on the other hand, I keep going back to the point that it's important. It's important that people must not be afraid, and they must realize that the only thing that's going to make any difference for their lives is for their own courage to take hold.
What are mainline Canadians saying about the Queen openly ruling?
Nothing. Most Canadians, I mean, they like the parliamentary system that we have. There are many who don't. There's groups that don't, large numbers who don't. But the idea of having the Queen in there as the final voice in our things has been something that's been part of our system forever, and there's not a significant force moving to change that, because she's basically been a figurehead. But when you see something like this happening, which, again, most people won't understand its significance. You've hit the nail on the head, and especially when you go back to the One World Order and the power of the Queen of England in that One World Order thing, it's pretty significant. But most people don't have a clue.
Well, it's not a figurehead, because she only shows her power when she has to.
Absolutely. That's right.
I mean, hey, I don't care what your parliament says. I'm in charge. My governor is in charge.
Well, only under certain critical conditions, like we've just seen. But that's the point. The point of the critical conditions is the very time of importance, isn't it?
Bloomberg's reporting that the Federal Reserve is under war powers, under martial law. That's in Bloomberg.
My God.
Oh, yeah, they're announcing they're going to have regular army brigades on the streets of America. It's just incredible. Connie Fogel, I want to get you back up for a full hour in the near future. We've got one little segment left when we come back. Get out the Canadian Action Party website. Tell Canadians how they can join you. Some of the fights where this takeover by the Queen of Parliament is going. And I guess the next thing is they'll just deny the Queen even exists. But the Queen Elizabeth II does exist. She is real, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Don't call my name out your window.
All right, Connie Fogel, on the 5 minutes we've got left, plug the website. Tell us where this parliament situation with the king, the queen openly ruling.
The Canadian Action Party website is www.canadianactionparty.ca. It's an interesting situation happening in Canada for everybody to watch as we see the state of our parliament now being such that it's really, really not representing the people at all. I'm worried very much about the military move back and forth between the two countries. I just got a notice there are some military in Canada, our own military are on our streets, and in some places we never have seen that before. You've many articles from coming from the States talking about the military being in the streets in the United States. So I think the disarray in our parliament is perfect for another major something happening to be able to really get into the emergency measures kinds of action that have been put in place under the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement between Canada, the United States, and Mexico, and a false flag, terrible something happening in the United States, probably at the time of Obama's inauguration. A lot of warnings about that. So people have to be alert. People have to be on guard. And the last thing I want to say is in relation to an ad that you just had on there, the health movement, the alternative health movement, the supplements are so necessary for us to fight against the impact on us of the attacks on us, actually, say, in the chemtrails and all sorts of things that are used to demobilize us and to make it impossible for us to be strong, to be able to resist what's going to happen, what's coming down the pike. Fight that movement. Stay strong.
Absolutely. How do folks get involved with the Canadian Action Party?
Well, they can go to our website. That's the best way. And they can just click on a dot in there, and they can ask to be a contact person or to be contacted, or they can ask to be a member. It's right in there on the homepage.
Getting into population reduction, that is their stated official UN end game. And you mentioned that your take on where all this is going.
Yes, yes, and that's why I'm also saying the alternative, the supplements to stay strong on that, because the whole depopulation thing, there's been a lot of talk about that for a long time, as you know, with Brzezinski talking about that a long time ago. And that I think this whole pressure of the attack on these supplements is to prevent people from having natural ways to protect themselves and keep their own immune system strong. That's going to be, I think, the subtle attack on us. It's not going to be some sort of blatant, violent coming down on us by military and police force. It's going to be the whole health thing. It's going to be...
I agree. It's incremental ambient background being
right.
Incrementally turned up.
Right, right, right. So that's the thing. People stay strong, but keep your supplements. Get involved in that movement to prevent them from making it impossible for us to have access to those supplements, wanting to make them totally illegal, be illegal even to grow blueberries in your yard. So this is big. We have to protect ourselves.
Yeah, that's in the Codex Alimentarius.
Right.
And they're now raiding Amish milk producers,
right.
Co-ops that grow organic food. They're arresting them. That's mainstream news. You cannot make this insanity up. It's all about control, the Animal ID Act, the Premises ID, how they're taking over everything. In closing, how do you see this whole parliamentary crisis unfolding? They'll just take over the liberals, and then that way the Queen can still secretly rule instead of openly ruling?
Well, the liberals, I think, will simply support Harper. And they'll get whatever kind of package that they want, which will facilitate the New World Order whole agenda. There's not going to be a takeover, in my view, right now, of a coalition by the minority parties, because Ignatieff is a Harperite. They're the same. They're the same. Same stripes. And their agenda is the same. It's the New World Order. It's
the leadership of the liberals that was actually fighting is now being removed.
Well, the leadership of the liberals, that's right, the people that were in the leadership under Dion, who were wanting to cooperate with the rest of the opposition parties, has been removed, and they've put into the leadership of the liberals a person who is a New World Order, Ignatieff.
Let's be clear, in the parliament with multiple parties, not just two, there was a coalition government forming. The people's representatives were saying, get rid of Harper. We're going to go in another direction. What the people want. And the Queen came down from her pedestal, waved a magic wand, and said no.
Well, it didn't work quite like that. What Harper did is he goes into the Queen's representative here and says, prorogue Parliament, then let me do the thing the way I want to do it. And she has cooperated with him. The leader of the Liberals at the time, Dion, also went to her and said, let us take over. There will not be, we will have the confidence. What's supposed to happen is the Queen's representative is supposed to satisfy herself that the confidence of the Parliament is in place, and then to let that be the way that it runs. Dion went in and said, the group of us that are in the minority, we're together more than Harper's group, and we want to take over, and we have the confidence of the Parliament. She wouldn't go along with them. She went along with Harper, who said, let me just get rid of
Who does not have
right
the
now.
Confidence. I mean, she
Absolutely.
Has the final checkmate. She
That's
has
right.
the control, but doesn't like to publicly use it. Connie
right.
Fogel, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Take care. Hope folks get involved with that group. They're wonderful folks. We're going to come back into international piracy, then into the economy, your phone calls, the arrest of the governor, and more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Code into your iPod or MP3 device. And please spread the word about how you can listen to the show, how you want, where you want, when you want. We have the podcast. We also have the 24-hour-a-day streams. When the show's over after 4 hours, so for 20 hours, we restream it until we are back live. Sometimes we do live special reports at PrisonPlanet.tv and on the streams only, not on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, and satellite. We're going to be talking to Captain Kelly Sweeney coming up. Heard him on Coast to Coast. Very, very informative a few months ago. I wanted to get him back on. And since he's been talking about the rampant piracy increasing and the chaos on the high seas, very close to shutting down major marine highways in and out of the Suez Canal, and, of course, further away, the Straits of Hormuz, we'll get into all of that with him today, with all the rampant piracy, and now the call for a new world order, law of the sea, international body, out patrolling and taxing everyone and killing the freedom of the seas instead of having the regional coalitions defending themselves against Somali pirates and others. But piracy's up in the Caribbean, it's up in the South China Sea, it's up all over the Pacific, it's up all over both coasts of Africa, of course, on the Horn of Africa, over by Somalia, they're going out. In some cases now, 1,000 miles, I was reading, So we'll be talking to him coming up in just one moment for an hour. Coming up in the next half hour, we're going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. That we're doing that right now to specifically talk about piracy. But before we do that, I wanted to encourage the listeners to give the gift of knowledge this Christmas, this holiday season. PrisonPlanet.tv, all 20 of my films and several films I produced, scores of other films have been authorized to post, hundreds and hundreds of my weekly TV reports, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of in-studio live feeds we've done, massive extras. You'll have like the extra on Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement being 40 minutes long. We did, what, an hour and 45-minute extra called Endgame 1.5 for members. They're in super high quality. You can burn them to disc, give them to friends and family on any topic you can imagine dealing with the world today. You're trying to wake up friends, family, your boss, your employees, your neighbors, your pastor, your imam, your rabbi, whatever. Your yogi, I guess. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all available at PrisonPlanet.tv. And right now, it's only 15 cents a day, $5.95 to get a trial monthly subscription. That's the cost of two or three Starbucks coffees. And that funds what we're doing, so it has that added tertiary capillary benefit. You can get a yearly membership right now and get 5+ months free. So you pay for 6.7 months, you get 5.3 months free, and that goes until December 25th at PrisonPlanet.tv. And again, your support, the PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, that also funds our web work we're doing, you know, not just the PrisonPlanet.tv servers, but the servers for InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and others. And because of the massive amount of visits we get, that is very, very expensive. And the advertising wouldn't pay for it alone, so your memberships also help us get that job done. So please, this holiday season, 6 users can use one passcode. And so I want you to give it to a few friends and family. Put it in a card and say, I gave you a great video membership at PrisonPlanet.tv, amazing, riveting stuff. You know, tell them it's very adventurous. Tell me what you think. Get them to watch it. Or burn copies of my films on disc off the site. Give them to them that way. But and then even if they don't use the membership, which some might not do, you have your own membership. So give yourself a membership, my present to you when you sign up for it, because the present is then you can give it to folks. We've expanded the number of people that can use the same passcode at PrisonPlanet.tv. I don't have to recap for people that there's daily piracy a few weeks ago of a ship coming out of Saudi Arabia, three times the size of our largest aircraft carriers, worth close to $1 billion. There is I know that even in the Gulf of Mexico, there's been some robberies, not to mention the Caribbean. I know in the South China Sea, I know in the ocean between Japan and China, it is just rampant. I know all over the world, it is massively intensifying, because I know a lot of mariners who go out for half the year, 9 months out of the year, who live in Houston, live in Austin, and I talk to them about what they're dealing with. And so we now go to a very interesting individual. Captain Kelly Sweeney is a master mariner, holding the highest captain's license the Coast Guard issues to commercial mariners. He graduated from the California Maritime Academy in 83 with a Bachelor of Science degree in Nautical Industrial Technology. Captain Sweeney has worked on oil tankers, container ships. It goes on, oceanographic ships, high-speed passenger vessels, large oil spill response vessels, fish processing ships, ocean-going tugboats, a car carrier, a crew boat. He was a officer on a U.S. flag tanker, which was attacked off the Rio Hanino, pronounced that right, Dominican Republic, on Christmas night 2003. In addition to his career as a mariner, Captain Sweeney is also an experienced professional writer. He is a columnist for the widely circulated maritime magazine Professional Mariner and is the author of the maritime book From the Bridge. With his wife, Frances, Captain Sweeney also operates Maritime Headhunters, a maritime job placement and maritime career counseling company, and encourages our listeners in the maritime industry to contact them at MaritimeHeadhunters.com. MaritimeHeadhunters.com. Two other links are ProfessionalMariner.com and MaritimeHeadhunters.com. So it's good to welcome Captain Sweeney, Master Mariner. Man, I just love the sea, but not as tough or smart as you guys, but I do admire your ancient profession, the true explorers. Good to have you here with us.
Thanks, Alex, and should I say ahoy to you and all your listeners, and it's great being with you.
It's great having you. Well, you've got the floor. Tell us about your own experience, what's happening. You know, take us there.
Okay, well, let's start with Christmas night 2003. I was filling in for at the request of a friend of mine. I was the watch officer on a ship, an asphalt tanker, and we were Rio Haina, Dominican Republic. And the Caribbean, a lot of people, are the real pirates of the Caribbean. And Rio Haina has definitely been designated as one of the high piracy areas. So the company hired two armed guards. And anybody who has my book From the Bridge can see, I think I can't remember what page, I think it's like page 92 or something. A buddy of mine, a sailor, took a picture of me with the two guards Christmas Day, hours before we got attacked. But in any case, the two armed guards are patrolling the vessel. It's midnight, right after midnight, and I was on the 12 to 4 watch. And all of a sudden, the two armed guards run by the cargo control room where I'm running the show, and I knew we'd been boarded. I hit the silent alarm. We locked down the ship, locked the engine room. I got my two sailors off the deck, and then I started going back towards the stern where the two armed guards were at. And it was very quiet. I eased back there. All I had, merchant mariners are civilians. We don't carry weapons. So I had a big pipe wrench that we used on deck, and that's all I had, and a radio. So I'm easing back in the shadows, and then all of a sudden, pow, pow, I hear these shots. I dove into the shadows, and I'm thinking, you know, this could be it. I'm really glad I called my wife Christmas Day, because I might not see another one. So anyway, I'm not sure how long it was. It seemed like hours, but it was probably just a minute or two. There was dead silence. And then all of a sudden, more gunfire erupts, and again, silence. So I wait for a little while, and then I start easing my way back, and all of a sudden a flashlight goes on my face, and thank goodness it's one of the guards. And he's in Spanish, he says, it's okay. So I go back to the stern, and in the water there's a body. He's got half his head blown off. And that's the reality of armed attacks on merchant vessels. And this happened, and I really felt violated and vulnerable.
Now tell us who got half their head blown off.
The pirate did. One of the pirates.
Good.
And he got shot, and the armed guards, in my opinion, saved the vessel. We got hit again before we left port, but it was it wasn't nearly as strong as the first one, the one when I was on there on watch. But I really felt vulnerable and violated because I was doing what I'd been paid to do since 1981, and that's work in the Merchant Marine. And when I started school, and we were, you know, pumping cargo, doing what merchant mariners do, and to have this thrown in my face enlightened me and really woke me up to the reality of armed attacks against merchant ships. And it's not Johnny Depp. It's not some fun-loving Pirates of the Caribbean ride in Disneyland. This is the real deal. And we had no protection, basically, except those two armed guards. So weaponry is what saved us, and these two experts who knew how to handle the weapons. It leveled the playing field with us and the people who were attacking. They still managed to steal equipment, valuables off the ship, right under our noses.
How many pirates assaulted the ship, or did you ever find out?
I have no idea.
And why would they try to hit the same ship again?
Well, I figured, try once, try again. I really don't know why they went after us again. We were actually tied up to another ship discharging cargo to them, a lighter. And they hit us again, and I think it's because they were desperate, and they were, you know, trying to, you know, we were the main ship in port that time, and they were desperate. That's what I believe they were.
Now, they're not just attacking big ships, and we're going to get into what's happening across the world and how this works, and how we need to get all these ships armed. I think that's the answer. You can disagree. I'm not sure what your view is on that, but I think more guns, less crime.
Oh, I agree with that. We can talk about that, sure.
But what I've been aware of for years is that, and what you don't hear as much about, is the sailboats, the yachts, the husband and wife out getting robbed, especially in the Caribbean, and you never hear about it, the ship gets sold.
Well, the reason you never hear about it is companies who make money on recreational boaters traveling up and down, or people have this dream of retiring and we're going to sail around the world, you don't hear about that. But even as close to a few miles off the coast of San Diego in Mexican waters, armed robbery against recreational vehicles is rampant. I mean, it's almost cliche-ish. At this point, recreational boaters are going in, like, flotillas. And if you go to any yacht club, especially ones that have a lot of people who are ocean sailors, they'll tell you the cutthroats along the coast of many of the places that are sought after, islands in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central America, down to Costa Rica, they'll slit their throat. They'll dump them overboard. They'll take the valuables. They'll have them at gunpoint. Actually, a famous yachtsman from New Zealand a few years ago was on a racing yacht, and they were tied up. They were at anchor in a river in Brazil, and they came aboard not knowing who this guy was, and they blew away the entire crew and stole the boat. And they're easy to dispose of. I mean, you make a few little alterations, and you can get rid of it, sell the boat, use it, live on it. And
these yacht clubs don't advertise that you need to carry firepower and that you need to have somebody on watch. I mean, this is life and death. They don't tell you. They just sell you the yacht and say, bye-bye, go have fun being murdered.
Well, that's true. That's true. And because nobody wants to advertise the reality of what's going on right now, the lawlessness that's going on.
Yeah, it is truly, you are an adventurer if you take a yacht on these cruises pretty much anywhere in the world now.
That's true. And what makes it even more problematic is that private ownership of weapons is illegal in many countries. So let's say, for example...
That's where you always find the pirates.
And that's where the pirates, of course... Well, I mean, they're all over.
Because they want to rape the defenseless people, though.
That's right. And so you have a port where you can't clear customs or immigration when you come in, let's say on a vacation, a recreational cruise, for example. If they find out that you have weapons, they won't let you in the country, or they'll impound your vessel and maybe arrest you. And so people come in unarmed because that's what the law says, and yet they're when they get attacked, what do they have? What we have on the ship is fire hoses against AK-47s and grenade launchers. What the recreational boaters have is even less.
Well, we clearly need to change the laws, but going back to piracy in New York being founded by the Dutch to deal with pirates, the biggest pirate port in the world, back in Captain Kidd's day, they were fencing the stolen goods. And they wouldn't protect the people from pirates. So I've read that, and you're the expert, you can tell me that it's a lot of these third world countries and others actually work with the pirates, and sometimes the local constabulary dress up, and they're the ones out actually pirating.
Yes, that's true. There was a very famous case, Quan Song, or I can't remember, but it was a very large bulk carrier carrying bulk ore or grain over in the South China Sea. And they took all the crew members out on deck and beat them to death, tossed them over the side after they slit their throat. They took the ship and the cargo, and they went to a Chinese port where they repainted and renamed the vessel, stole all the cargo, and then sent the vessel out under a different name, under a different flag, and continued to work it.
Was that a Korean or Japanese ship?
It was a... It was a Korean ship.
Yeah, that's what a memory serves.
I think it was the Dong Quan. I'm sure I'm not saying that right.
Bottom line is, I've read a lot of the piracy around there is really Chinese government.
Yes, and actually what they found out was, in that particular case, they did apprehend some of the pirates, and it turned out to be the local, in that area, head customs official was the guy, the leader of the gang.
Unbelievable.
And so, in Somalia... Because there's basically no government there, the local warlords are definitely in a relationship with.
Well, we're going to cover all that, and maybe I can keep you a little bit longer if you can do it. I know you're busy.
Of course. No problem.
But this is so interesting. But, I mean, backing away from this, do we have any gauge for how much piracy is increasing? It's certainly on the rise, but, I mean, is there any gauge to...
Piracy is up about 500% this year alone. And that's only what's reported. Even by International Maritime Organization announcement and analysis, a half or maybe even more of the piracy attacks are never reported because shipping companies don't want to have their insurance rates raised. So they'll pay the ransom on the fly and in cash in a suitcase of $100 bills, U.S. bills, that's the modus operandi, and not say anything. but it's a lot cheaper than having the insurance rates raised for their entire fleet, so they don't report it. So even by international authorities, at least 50% of the attacks, and I think personally it's a lot more, are not reported.
So they're giving in to the terrorist, and that's what they are. They're giving in to the terrorist, and it's getting worse.
It's getting worse like you wouldn't believe. It's chaos on the high seas.
And by the way, all this cost is being passed on to the people buying goods.
We know who pays it in the end.
Yeah, but you guys pay with your blood, so that's what really matters. Stay there, Captain. Amazing. Captain Kelly Sweeney, our guest, he's the author of a powerful book.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelorex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelorex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelorex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelorex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelorex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelorex.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end.
There are riots taking over major government centers all over the world, from Greece to Iceland right now to Argentina. Thailand's been taken over for 2 months. Rioting, taking over the airports. Government's powerless. The bankers are stealing everything. As societies implode worldwide, corruption is only going to increase. Crime is exploding in the continental United States. It's exploding in Europe. They're not going to tell you it's exploding. Watch your back. 500%, and he's saying that's with about half of the reports coming in. So that's really 1,000% increase. Before we go any further, briefly, Captain, then we'll get more into it. Tell folks about your book.
Well, my book, From the Bridge, is not a book of fiction. It's my own experience. And it has pictures, including those two guys who saved the day in Rio Haina, Dominican Republic. I don't know those guys' names, but I'll always be very grateful to them. And people can pick it up at Amazon.com. It's available there, and it's available on my website, MaritimeHeadHunters.com. There's, if they click on the company info page, they can go there, and they can get a signed copy of the book directly from me.
All right, continue. I've thrown a lot of my points, but here's one final question before you continue with the story and what's currently happening. Why do they so often slit throats and kill people and not just take them hostage? Why beat the whole crew to death? I mean, I guess it's like old-fashioned pirates. They're just degenerate scum.
Well, I think that you, Alex, asked such excellent questions. I was talking with my wife during the break. You're right on, man. Let me tell you, the old style, quote-unquote, is what we talked about with the bulk carrier where the guy's getting their beat to death on deck. But now, in Somalia, there's a new tactic that's spreading worldwide. The pirates in the Malacca Strait and South America are all glomming onto this because money is much easier to hide than a 1,000, 1,100-foot ship full of cargo. So what they're doing now in Somalia with taking the ships and crews for ransom and basically holding them and getting the money dropped down in suitcases on the deck of $100 bills, American unmarked bills, is the new modus operandi. Now, when companies hem and haw about paying the ransom, and right now there are hundreds of merchant mariners, I believe probably close to 300 or 400, whose lives are in the balance of whether companies are paying the ransom or not. There was one Korean company that tested that, and they started to say, oh, well, maybe we're not going to pay the ransom. They brought one of the crew members out, blew his head off, and tossed him over the side to make a point.
Well, they're going to have incredible liability.
Oh, right now, ransoms beget ransoms, and the pirates have extracted officially $30 to $50 million just in the Somali area alone, and by one estimate, close to $150 million because a lot of it's hush-hush. But every time they get more ransom money, they get better equipment. Right now, they're getting, as you pointed out in your introduction, the attacks are going farther and farther out to sea because the pirates are better equipped. They're purchasing faster and more modern vessels, excellent, better weaponry, GPS surveillance, and they have what's called AIS, which is a radio-based technology. They're buying receivers where they can track the transmissions from the ships, and they're going to get more and more brazen, and they're going further and further out. The Cirrus Star, Saudi-owned. And Dubai-registered, or I guess it's Liberian-registered tanker, that was taken about almost 500 miles out to sea, which was unheard of just months ago.
And now they're hitting cruise ships.
Yes, they are. There have been two cruise ships that have been attacked in the last week and a half.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back in 70 seconds and continue with Captain Kelly Sweeney, Master Mariner. And they were able to fight off an attack in 2003 in the Caribbean Sea, just south of the United States.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis as...
Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, back live into hour number three. Maybe twist his arms to this the whole rest of the hours. We have time to take phone calls. He is Captain Kelly Sweeney, Master Mariner, author of The True Story, From the Bridge. And he, back in 2003 on Christmas night, they were boarded, and they had two armed security guards in that dangerous area on board the ship who blasted them and got them off the ship, killing at least one of them. All right, continuing, sir, with the 500% increase in piracy, where the hot spots are in the world, what we're really facing.
Well, right now, the big hot spot is what everybody's been reading about in the papers and hearing about, and that's the Gulf of Aden. And this is one of the most important shipping lanes in the world. 12% of the world's oil, go 21,000 vessels a year, go through here. It is the eastern entrance and exit to the Suez Canal. Our troops are supplied by ships that go through the Suez Canal, through the Red Sea, around the Gulf of Aden and the Horn of Arabia, and then up to Iraq. And I actually have two friends over there right now who are supplying the troops, and actually a container ship, a Maersk Line U.S. flight container ship, was attacked just about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. But it's a major supply line, and the oil from Saudi Arabia comes either along the coast, down around the Horn of Africa, or goes through the canal, and therefore through this shipping line. But so that's the hot spot that we hear about. But it's not the only hot spot. Piracy is rampant worldwide in the Malacca Strait, over in the South China Sea, South America, as you pointed out, in the Caribbean. There have been attacks in Haiti in the last few months off of Haiti on an automobile carrier that was attacked, an armed attack in port. In the Mediterranean, there was a yacht that was attacked off of Italy a matter of months ago, a private yacht. There's been cruise ships that have been taken. The Le Ponant, which was a French luxury cruise vessel, was hit by pirates. It was coming back empty from the Seychelles Islands through the Gulf of Aden, so the crew was on board. But that was a cruise ship that was attacked. And so it's rampant worldwide, and chaos is reigning at this point on the high seas. And the governments of the world, the militaries of the world, are unable to do what they need to do, and that is to make the waterways as safe as possible for merchant ships to go through. Merchant vessels, we're unarmed. We're civilian merchant mariners, and we don't have weaponry. I mean, merchant mariners are paid to take people back and forth, like on a ferry, from one place to another, or cargo, whether it be oil or whether it be, 10 Nike tennis shoes or anything that people buy in the store that comes from overseas, by and large, it comes by ship. And merchant mariners are the ones who take it. We're civilians. We're not armed. And as I said in the last segment, a lot of countries do not allow the personal ownership of weapons, and that restricts being able to have armed merchant mariners, which is something I think we need to do. I know you brought that up. We need to discuss that. I agree. But anyway, piracy is rampant worldwide. And who bears the cost? The people who pay the goods. There's right now the insurance rates have increased on the average of a size, let's say the ship of the Cirrus Star, $100,000 to $200,000 just for additional insurance to go through the Gulf of Aden. Private security forces are being hired by companies to protect their vessels going through these areas. And at this point, I don't see any stop to it. What's going on right now is not putting any more than a minor dent in it, and I don't believe if we continue on, I'm not saying it might not mitigate it some, but it's certainly not going to cut it back or eliminate it.
All right, quick break, long segment coming up, Captain. I want to get into where you see this going and what other mariners and ship company managers, where they see it going. If it's up 500% on record, you're saying probably more like 1,000% in the last year. Where's the bottom of this? If there is one, you talk about it threatening global trade. It's already doing that to a great extent, jacking up prices. And then how do we get the ships armed? Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. Our elected representatives wanted a good old boy bailout for the special interest, so they ignored your screams not to do it. They turned off the telephones and email. They voted to print $850 billion at least out of thin air. This money now owns the American and European banks. The exploding inflation that is now guaranteed will slash your life savings to nothing and blast the cost of necessities, particularly food, beyond many Americans' reach. In pre-Nazi Germany superinflation, the cost of a loaf of bread doubled every 2 days until it reached over 4 billion marks. Food prices are skyrocketing so fast, there seems as if there may be no end in sight. The private banks, merging with our government, are refusing to loan grocery stores enough money to restock their shelves. The stores have less food, but jack up prices to stay in business. Whatever happens in America, we need to be prepared and be ready. Everything is zeroing in on food. One-third of Americans have to choose between buying food and paying for other necessities. My friends, whatever it takes, get prepared. Get self-sufficient. Get food. For everybody out there listening, it's very important for you to understand that by having a supply of storable food, the government, the New World Order, has a lot less control over you. And so it's a mindset of self-sufficiency and preparedness. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live now, 8 minutes, 16 seconds into the third hour. Our guest is with us for the rest of the hour. We're opening the phones up. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, you can go ahead and line up if you'd like to call in. Are you a mariner? Do you know anybody who is a sailor who's seen piracy or been involved in it? Are you thinking about going into the Merchant Marine? Are you concerned about this? What about the United Nations trying to push through the law of the Sea Treaty for global government to run 76% of the world's surface? That is salt water. Another 1% is fresh water, so 77% of the world's surface covered in water. This is a watery planet, a blue jewel spinning and hurtling through the Milky Way galaxy in deep space, orbiting a standard sun, and all over this little jewel are mariners. They're the people that brought the Mayflower here. They're the folks that discovered with Leif Erikson when Europeans first discovered this continent. It was mariners from Polynesia and mariners from Asia that clearly didn't just come across the Bering Strait, but peopled Central and South America. That's been proven. They found jade only from Asia, of course, in some of the Aztec, Mayan, Toltec idols, and the languages are similar. All of this is so important, and 500% increase in what they admit piracy, really 1,000% because less than half of the ships report it because they don't want their insurance going up. This is a real crisis, not to mention all the people off the coast of California, people in the Gulf of Mexico, folks down in the Caribbean being robbed, being killed, and the media doesn't report on it. It's kept very, very quiet. Only when they murder some prominent person do you hear about it, and that's constantly going on. So very, very dangerous, very, very rough. Madison Avenue tells all the rich yuppies to go out to sea, and then they don't come back, not to mention the dangers of the sea itself. I'd like to talk about some of the storms you've been through, some of the things you witnessed, the most concerned, the most white-knuckled you've ever been, why you got into being a mariner, such a romantic thing, but so beautiful, but also so dangerous. But before we go there, let's continue with just how bad the piracy has gotten. If you want to call in, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. We'd love to hear your stories as well or other stories that you've heard, 800-259-9231. And ways you think we can turn this around. So finishing up with just how prolific it's gotten, and then how do we arm these ships?
How bad is it? it's so bad that the head of the Naval Task Force in the Gulf of Aden said yesterday that naval forces patrolling this area are not going to stop piracy.
That's in Yemen.
Yes, and that's in Somalia, Yemen, that whole area. It's not going to stop piracy, and he's right. One of the problems with, and we hear a lot about sending ships down there, different naval ships going down there, and yes, they're patrolling, but we're talking about a huge area here. You know, we're talking needle in a haystack. And the bottom line is there's no coordination between all these naval forces. Like, for example, the French have two frigates down there, and they've announced that we're going to give priority to French ships, French-owned or French-registered ships, to go through here, and everybody else has to line up and take a number, and then we'll take care of you. There's one opening in December, and there's one in January. And that's the way that it's going. There's no coordination. And the pirates know this. They work together. There's no government in Somalia, basically. So they're working with warlords ashore, and they definitely, and that's why they like cash, because cash is a lot easier to dispose of than, let's say, you know, a container.
Well, this would be easy, though, if they just did a month-long operation, put four or five AWACS up, track ships leaving, track where they were going, and then the minute they went after a ship, just go in and strafe it till it sinks. And you do that, they would quit real fast.
Well, the problem is we got the Mariners on there. And me and my buddies, you know, my fellow shipmates or my fellow Mariners are on board these ships. I mean, there have been so many examples in the last year and since in the last few months when pirates have taken ships in plain sight of the U.S. naval vessels. And actually, the Navy admits that even with 2 miles away, a naval vessel 2 miles away from a merchant ship, and the merchant ship gets attacked, the Navy has very little that they can do. The problem is that there are no clear rules of engagement for the military. What happens after the pirates take the vessel? And so
that's the problem. You have to hit them. You've got to have intelligence on the ground, and they can find out in 5 minutes who the pirate ships are, and then just blast them when they near the other ship.
Well,
but then they'll say that you're killing people without due process.
Well, that's right, and that's actually one of the things that I think is a major problem is that when they, for example, they had some French commandos that came in after Le Ponant, that cruise vessel was hit by pirates. I think it was in April of this year. They went into Somalia, actually landed in Somalia, and took six of the pirates that were identified in that attack. They brought them back to France, and then they said, well, now what? Because they're Somali citizens. And it's like, no, you can't try Somali citizens in a French court, pal. That's not going to work. And so now their hands are tied, and legally, there's all kinds of wrangling. They don't know what to do, and so there's no international mechanism to try and punish the pirates once they've been taken. And and of course, there's misinformation. It was recently reported, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, that the Indian Navy had sunk one of the pirate motherships. And there was a lot of cheering in shipping circles when that was reported. And what happened a few days later, the reports came out that, no, that wasn't a pirate mothership. That was actually a Thai fishing trawler. And the 14 fishermen, all civilians who were on there, are presumed dead and missing because it wasn't a pirate mothership. It was actually a trawler that was controlled by pirates. And now it appears that the Indian Navy made a mistake and blew up a wrong vessel.
What about the British success they just had?
Well, the British have managed to, and there's been various repelling with military forces of pirates, mainly because of their proximity when the merchant ship is attacked. The other thing is when ships are high out of the water, when they have a lot of freeboard, which is, you know, the amount of the vessel above the waterline, when they have a lot of freeboard, it makes it very difficult, and fast vessels are difficult. The problem is merchant vessels are not built in general for speed. They're built for economy. And so, like the Cirrus Star, which was taken, and that's, by the way, the largest commercial vessel ever taken by pirates in the history of our civilization. And that $100 million worth of oil that's on there right now, and that hijacked vessel was actually bound for Texas, by the way. But when the pirates take the ship, it's slow. It's only going 15 miles an hour. They throw grappling hooks up on there. They swarm aboard the ship. They have AK-47s and grenade launchers, and they take the ship.
Well, we know the answer then. We know governments want a monopoly of force, a monopoly of power, so governments everywhere aren't letting merchant ships arm themselves. We need to have an international convention. Of course, they won't do this. An international convention where nations are signatories, people know it's a safe port, to allow heavy armaments to be put on ships, and then sailors can choose if they want to have a training course and sign a liability waiver and then sign on to ships that are armed or aren't armed. I mean, there's no way I'd go out to sea on a ship that didn't let me be armed, but I know they don't let you be armed because you can't call at the ports.
That's true. My last ship was, I was working in Panama, which they've had some armed attack incidents against vessels that going through the canal, waiting to go through the canal. And we were a slow-moving 10-knot, 12-knot vessel, and we were an easy target, low to the water. And that's the way a lot of merchant ships are, oceanographic ships. A good friend of mine that I went to school with, captain on an oceanographic ship, his ship got attacked off Somalia. And that thing has a high speed of like 12 knots, and it's only like 10 feet above the waterline. Because oceanographic ships do scientific research, they're slow. I agree 100%. We need to either have armed guards on board vessels. A good friend of mine is on a ship right now supplying the troops in Iraq, and he's over in Dubai right now. They have armed guards with Uzis and AK-47s patrolling that vessel 24/7 in that area. They're hired by the company, they're paid by the company, and they're patrolling the vessel for the protection of the ship and the crew. Now, in this argument that, well, you know, merchant ships shouldn't have weapons, or even private recreational boaters shouldn't have it, falls by the wayside, in my opinion, because there are merchant vessels that are armed now. Zim Container Line, which is the Israeli container line, and many of your listeners have probably either seen a Zim Container Line ship or seen Zim containers on the highway being pulled by a truck. Every one of those crew members on board a Zim Container Line ship is armed with an Uzi, and they know how to use it. They're officially in the National Guard, the Israeli National Guard. Every one of them is a citizen. And I know I have a good friend I went to school with who is a big shot at Zim. Every one of those guys and women on board that vessel, on the board, all their vessels.
How do they call it ports? So they just don't call it ports and don't let them defend themselves?
Nope. They call it the ports because they're officially in the Israeli National Guard and therefore are not civilians. And they are allowed to carry the Uzis as a result of the fact that they have a military affiliation, even though they're not actively military. And you know what? I have never once heard of an attack against the Zim Container Line ship. Because if I were a pirate and I took the easy oceanographic ship with lots of high-tech equipment, lots of expensive electronics, going 10 to 12 knots, or the Zim Container Line ship
with an Israeli flag on it, they don't mess with that.
You bet, man. You never hear about that. When you know you're going to be facing 26 Uzis and people who know how to use them, we'll take a pass on that. The Military Sealift Command has civilian merchant mariners that are government employees. They're not military.
Well, I'm telling you, these bigger ships need barretts mounted in housings that are waterproof, pop open. You need something where you can, you know, really take on these pirates.
We need to have something, because what we have now is fire hoses and, fire, that's one of the big things that they have. Fire hoses are like,
Yeah, they're now using sound cannons. What, one cruise ship did use sound cannons to run them off, though, but that was a brave guy at the sound cannon running them off.
Yes, that's one thing. It's called an LRAD, and they have limited effectiveness, but pirates put earplugs, and then it doesn't bother them as much.
All right, stay there. Let's continue talking about the solution is not having a global government taxing everybody, and then they still won't keep you safe from the pirates. The answer is arming all the ships. We'll be right back.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today. Before our guests leave us, we'll tell you about his websites again and his riveting book, From the Bridge. We'll talk more about solutions and how to organize the mariners together and their companies to have a real solution, not global government, law of the sea treaty, to tax everybody and put UN international ships on 76% of the Earth's surface, the water. That's the plan here. It's the imploding world economy that is really generating a lot of this crime. I'm going to go to calls here in just a moment, but do you agree with that, to Captain Sweeney? I mean, why? I'm sure there's other reasons, too. Why is it just getting so bad? Has it been an incremental march? I know it's been getting worse the last decade, to where now it's just become so profitable that more people are getting into the piracy business? Or how does the economy falling apart fit into that?
Well, I think the global economy has something to do with it, but ships move regardless. I mean, you know, to get 95% of basically of the world's goods move over water from one place to another, but that are traded. So I think it has to do more with the success of the pirates. Success breeds success, and now it's spreading elsewhere. And actually, it's to the point now where shipping companies have said we're going to go a different way. And so there are now companies. Maersk Line is one of the biggest shipping line in the world, has announced that they are not going to send a number of their vessels through the Gulf of Aden and the Suez Canal anymore. They're going to go all the way around the Cape of Good Hope, or all the way around Cape Horn, to South America, around South America.
And that will add incredible cost and danger.
Absolutely. And the pirates might just shift their operations down there. When the shipping lanes increase down there, well, they're going to have to round the horn. They'll be maybe hanging out right there. And who pays ultimately is, obviously, we all know who that is, the consumer.
I know another solution. We need to call for letter of marque with the French, the U.S., the British, the Germans, the Russians, the Chinese, the Japanese, paying for letter of marque to go out and hunt down the pirates. And, of course, eggs will be broken in the process, but that's better than allowing world government to be set up through this.
Well, I think the what you hit the nail on the head was the arming merchant vessels. Because what saved us that night on Christmas night 2003 when we were hit on my watch in Rio Haina was those two armed guards who were able to fight back. If me with my pipe wrench, I wasn't going to do much with, you know, with what I had available. And a lot of merchant ships, their plan is to have a safe room where the crew can hide down in the steering gear and hopefully not get killed by the pirates and then let them take over the ship. And they all huddle into a safe room that's got food and water and supplies. And so we need to have, in my opinion, either armed guards on board the vessels or arm the merchant mariners. I've heard all kinds of arguments against it.
Well, that's a lot less expensive than having to circumnavigate the globe.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we would feel a lot better. And, you know, military sea lifts, ZIM, they have training. You know, there are thousands of merchant mariners now who have weapons on board, and they're trained. You know, you have under lock and key, the senior officers have access. When you go on a military sea lift command, I have a good friend who's a civilian on there, a merchant mariner. On the bridge of those ships, they've got an M1 shotgun. I think they have M14s, and they've got an M9 pistol for people on the bridge.
I think the answer would really be the big semi-automatic shotguns, the high capacity.
They're nice, yes. And also,
well, that's what the Marines use. So.
Yeah, and, you know, we need to have that. And we need to have the military. You know, I have a lot of old friends who were old-timers in World War II during, in the, you know, a lot of the convoys. Supplying the troops, whatever theater it was in Europe or wherever. And they said, you know, we had military convoys, and the outside was the military vessels, and the inside was the merchant ships carrying the vital supplies, which is what we do, from one place to another. And I see that, at least in certain high piracy areas like the Malacca Strait or the Gulf of Aden, and maybe even in the Caribbean.
Well, that's what the British East India and the Dutch East India, they would always have with a they would go in convoys and always have a few military ships.
That's right, and I think we need to do that. And right now it's unorganized, it's helter-skelter, and we're talking about a very large area. The Gulf of Mexico, what a great piracy target a drill ship is. I mean, you have a high-tech ship that is sitting there, drilling, putting pipe into the, you know, to drill for oil out on the outer continental shelf. It's just a sitting duck. And, you know, what a great target. You know, their merchant ships are a target worldwide, and the authorities are not doing it, you know, and so if they're not going to do it, I think we need to take care of it ourselves. You know, we ought to have convoys through the most dangerous areas and organized convoys, not helter-skelter where the French say, okay, well, you know, we could fit you in next January. Come, you know, just why don't you wait till then? We need to have organized convoys, and we need to have armed merchant vessels or armed guards on merchant vessels. You know, what gives the pirates the upper hand is their weaponry. We need to level the playing field.
Absolutely, and it's very inexpensive. What, on the bigger ships, put 5-6 guards, smaller ships, just a couple guards. I mean, right there, that'll give you guys the edge to repulse these attacks, and then the pirates will go off and do something else. But if we let them keep robbing, they're going to build themselves up into an international combine global force, and then it's going to be even that much harder to deal with. We're going to take your calls from BL, John, Chris, Donna, and others.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
Your call's coming up the balance of the hour. Then in the fourth hour, I'm going to cover news and take phone calls and play several key audio clips. They're proposing just having warrantless arrest of the American people and indefinite for life secret detention. So they're now openly rolling that out. That's coming up. More on the governor being arrested up in Illinois and what's happening with the economy. But BL, John, Chris, Donna, and others, your call's coming up here. First off, I want to tell you about some of our sponsors. One of them is My Solar Backup. MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power. Hurricanes, snow, ice, storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You can get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800 power plant and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right, folks. Generates electricity for free. Remember, too, the gas generators need gas. But in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity as well. Plus, there's the problems of storing fuel. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubles. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. Their website is mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or you can always call them toll-free at 877-327-0365. This is a great system, folks. 877-327-0365. And if their lines are busy, keep trying. They'd love to talk to you. Again, 877-327-0365. And then one of our other great sponsors is Akola Blue, akolablue.com. Akola Blue is a just wonderful system. I have it in my office. I now also have it in my home. The Akola Blue is an atmospheric water generator for the home. It grabs 7.5 gallons out of the air, and the average humidity, some places more, some places less, but guaranteed about 3 gallons a day. Low operating cost. It's just an amazing system. And then it goes through 5 filters internally, passes through the activated carbon filter, the silver impregnated carbon filter, then the reverse osmosis system, the natation odor removal filter, and then it's stored in an illuminated tank by antibacterial, antifungal UV light. ECOLO, that's acolablue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, or 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044. This is the future of water purification, because it's hard to get fluoride out of municipal tap. Some of the filters can do it or reduce it, but this has nothing in it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the future. That's why Willie Nelson's out pushing similar systems. Whatever you do, just get involved in it today. All right, going back to Captain Kelly Sweeney. Captain, let's take some calls.
Hey, Alex?
BL in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I have just a couple of things for Captain Sweeney. Captain, 55 or 60 years ago, it was common practice for a merchant or a private vessel to have an arms locker on board. And just like an international shipping container, when you entered a port where arms were restricted, the harbor master would put a seal on the arms locker. Now, when did that stop being common practice?
I have never been on a ship that had an arms locker, and I've been going to sea about 28 years. And I don't know when it stopped, BL. The only ships that I know that have it now on the American flag are the military seal of command vessels.
I had a great uncle who ran away when he was 13 years old. He moved back to the farm, you know, once he was grown. But he ran away, went to Houston, went to Galveston, got on a ship, went around the world, was on ships, you know, came back. And I remember my dad talking about how they had arms lockers back then, but obviously they got rid of them by the 60s or 70s.
Yes, and I'd like to see those days come back. I would 100% like to see those days come back.
Well, Captain, are you aware of the Greek freighter Elavita?
Elavita? No, tell me about that, BL.
Well, they got tired of the whole pirate problem, so they electrify their decks with 220 volts AC when they enter pirate waters.
Yes, I do. I do know about a similar system. It's called the Ship Secure System. It's marketed by an outfit in the Netherlands, and what they do is very similar to that. They have, and I wrote about that in my previous article in Professional Mariner magazine. People can check it out at professionalmariner.com. But they have a Ship Secure, and it's not really a fence. What it is, at the gunwale on the outside, it extends outward like beam, metal beam, all the way around the ship. And then they lay these wires on top of it, and it extends further out. And so when the pirates grab it, it automatically sounds an alarm on the bridge. It lights up the area of the vessel that has been boarded and has been, where the connection is. And then I believe I'm tempted to say 9 million volts.
Wow.
I could be wrong on that.
So it's a shipboard generator.
It's generated from the electricity on the ship, and it basically doesn't allow them to to grab on and to board because they use grappling hooks or whatever to get over that. And one of the things that I have, and it's been marketed heavy, and the international shipping community is pushing merchant vessels to have this because it's a quote-unquote non-lethal method of repelling pirates or armed attack. The problem that I'm concerned about is, what if they short that out? I mean, and that's the thing that I'm not sure exactly. You know, if they could throw something, a metal something up there and ground it to the ship itself, and that, I don't have the answer to that yet. But yes, BL, that's very astute of you. And yes, they do have that system that they're marketing.
Well, Captain, I think the day of the Q ship has come again, an apparently unarmed vessel that is heavily armed.
I think you might be right on that, my friend.
Now, firing on a vessel that hasn't demonstrated hostile intents just should never happen, whether you're the Indian Navy or whoever you are. But once a vessel has fired on your vessel, you should be able to respond with devastating firepower.
I'm with you, brother. I'm right there with you. I agree. Because it's the life of me and my shipmates out there.
I'll tell you what, I've been going to sea my whole life, and I don't go on the water without a firearm.
All right. Well, hey, get a hold of me through my website, maritimeheadhunters.com. There's a contact us page there, and shoot me some information. I'd like to talk to you personally.
All right, BL, good to hear from you. John in Canada just hung up, so we'll go to Chris in Texas. Chris, you're on the air.
Good morning, Alex. Good show this morning. I'm glad you're hitting this topic. But I've got to say that I know people have been pirated in Rockwood.
Hold on, back off your phone. You're totally distorted.
Totally, sorry.
How about now?
Yeah, you sound fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know people that have been totally pirated in Rockport, Texas. I know of incidences in Cozumel, but I will never go to CSBL, just said, without a weapon. And what I do, when I pick up a target on radar and I'm on a recreational vessel, I will certainly start assembling my weapon and trying to reach them on the radio. And if they get closer, I'm going to start firing over their bow, because if they get close to you in international waters, they're going to kill you and they're going to scuttle you. And most people don't truly understand how devastating this issue is around the globe. Because I've sailed in the Med, I've sailed in the Caribbean, I've sailed in the South Pacific. And it is truly a horrible situation that has not truly been addressed until today.
Well, thank you, Chris, and I appreciate your insight. Yes, you're a smart guy being armed when you go out to sea.
What do you do about ports? Do you have a hidden compartment for your firearms?
Alex, I break it down into several pieces, and you stow it in different areas on the vessel. And you just have to take that risk when you're going into a foreign port, especially on a recreational. And I'm speaking from a recreational standpoint.
Yeah, that's the point. When tyrannical government keeps the people from protecting themselves, it really does come down to immoral laws just have to be broken.
It's either you or them. And when you're out at sea in international water, your boat is your island. You are the king. You're the president. You are there to protect the boat. You protect the boat. You protect your passengers. You protect your crew. And you only have one shot at it, literally one shot at it. And if you pick them up on radar and they're starting, say, 16, 20 miles out, you get them on radar and they're coming towards you, you start to hail them on the radio and they don't answer you and they keep coming towards you, you start assembling your weapons and you get prepared for a situation. You have to be prepared.
I agree, and it's unfortunate that recreational boaters are put in a position where if they have a weapon to defend themselves, that they face prosecution or being locked up in another country.
Well,
the only thing you have on board, quite frankly, if you don't have a weapon, is a pyrotechnic flare gun. I mean, think about that. That's the only thing legally you can carry on board your boat as a
those
recreational
boater. Those are pretty deadly, though. You've got a whole bunch of them.
But you got to be close, and they're not very accurate.
All right, let me go further here. You know, they tend to bounce off. I have heard from the people that go out on the, 100-mile, 200-mile fishing trips that people are being robbed, are being killed. It's all kept quiet in the media. You're saying you've heard about piracy in Rockport?
That's correct. Rockport, Texas, one of my clients delivering his boat from Florida, just inside state waters was pirated. He let a boat get close to him. They came on board with guns. They robbed him. They didn't kill him, and they didn't scuttle him, but they took everything on board their boat. And that's a huge risk that you take, even in our state waters. And the problem is, around the United States, our Coast Guard is not worried about that. They're more worried about interdiction, drug interdiction, and weapons interdiction.
No, I know.
They're not thinking about recreational boaters.
Were these guys American that robbed him?
They were. And they're pirates in every culture and every society. It's something that has been happening forever and ever and ever. You think about New Orleans. New Orleans is well known for centuries as a pirating mecca. I mean, it's truly well known about that.
Well, New York was the greatest pirate mecca ever.
Wonderful. And Captain Sweeney made a great point. Think about the Gulf of Mexico. What's going on just off our shores out in the Gulf of Mexico? It is truly, you've got thousands of square miles where recreational boaters are buying these gigantic million-dollar yachts, wanting to move them around between Florida and different ports.
And nobody tells them. They don't even put somebody on watch.
No,
they just pull into some cove or tie up to something and get killed.
The problem is, Alex, as I said, if you protect your boat, you protect your crew, and you protect your passengers.
So what do you do? Somebody never sleeps. You've always got to stay up.
So you've always got somebody on watch, but, as an example, I always take night watch because night watch, to me, is the most deadliest time to be out there.
Not just to mention ships running over you. Go ahead, Captain.
Well, I was going to say with Chris, Chris makes some very valid points. It's interesting, though, that at least in the Gulf of Aden, the vast majority of the pirate attacks were during the daytime. And I think that's because the pirate vessels, even though they're very fast, they don't have radar. They don't have navigation. Obviously, they don't have navigation lights or anything like that yet anyway. Well, at least they have some sophisticated equipment to track the vessels. But that might change, I think, because as they get more and more sophisticated equipment, they're going to be able to tell whether the ship they're coming alongside of is a merchant vessel or a naval vessel.
Yeah, exactly, because they're doing that for their own safety, so they don't pick on the wrong target. Again, the fear of self-defense.
That's right.
What else have you heard about in the Gulf of Mexico, Captain and Chris? Go ahead.
Cozumel, a boat was pirated 2 years ago because they had a stowaway. A gentleman got on board the boat. He had an automatic weapon, and once the boat got underway, he started shooting people. And then his pirate buddies came alongside and came up on board. I think the cruise ship industry right now is in a critical time. We just saw, as Captain Sweeney pointed out, two ships that have barely escaped. Once these pirates decide or figure out a way to get weapons on board the boat first, and then start killing people and killing crew and taking over the flybridge and the pilot house, then we're going to see the cruise ship industry suffer. Then you're going to have thousands of people held hostage and robbed at sea, and that is coming. That is the next phase.
It's already been happening. But is that a danger in the Caribbean, Captain?
The cruise ship, as far as the cruise ships?
Yeah, and most of that's in Africa, right?
Well, yeah, right now it's in Africa. But, you know, cruise ships are very... they're high out of the water in general. They have a lot of freeboard, and they're not an easy target. But I tell you one thing, when there's been attacks, as Chris pointed out, there have been attacks on cruise ships in the Gulf of Aden in the last week and a half. And if the pirates actually get control of a cruise ship, it's going to be the golden jewel. Because what's going to happen
exactly
then,
right.
You're going to have 100 crew members or up to 300 or 400 crew members.
It's going to be a giant international incident meltdown. Thousands of hostages.
You bet. And actually one cruise line.
And again, these are the real terrorists, so the government's doing nothing about it.
Well, the
meanwhile, they've got us all afraid of boogeyman Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, that's right. And actually, a RAND study came out earlier this year that pointed exactly to that, Alex. The RAND study pointed out that the U.S. government under Bush has been, and to a large extent, at fault for some of the increase in piracy because they focused so much on the doomsday scenario of terrorism. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't have that, but the everyday reality of piracy has been largely ignored. And even the RAND study came right out and said that, you know, maritime terrorism is one thing, and yes, a lot of times that's politically. And I'm not saying that.
But it is terrorism, even if it's for money, when you kidnap people and kill them. It's the same thing, you know.
Yes, it's just
what better place than when you think about it? If you're going to take over a ship at sea, all you have to do is kill the crew, kill the passengers, and scuttle the vessel. And I'm talking on a recreational aspect, you know, 100 to 150 foot yachts or something along those lines. Those are million-dollar pieces of equipment. They have a lot of things on board and a lot of wealthy people on board, and you've got a graveyard in the ocean, quite frankly.
I think if the pirates managed to hijack a cruise ship, and actually what's happening now, a German cruise line, I think it was the MV Columbus, I think that's the name of it, last Sunday, what they did then, instead of transiting through the Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea with the passengers on board, when they anchored off the Suez, they took everybody off and they flew them by plane. All the entire group of passengers, hundreds of passengers, over to Dubai, and then the crew brought the ship through, and then they met they're going to meet the vessel. The passengers are going to meet the vessel over in Dubai and continue the world cruise that they're on. That's what's happening. The companies are starting to avoid the area, and what happens? See, then it's a snowball effect. Egypt derives the vast majority of its money from the Suez Canal. Okay, billions of dollars a year. Well, now fewer ships are going to start going through this Suez Canal. So Egypt gets less money. It further destabilizes the area. This is a snowball effect of piracy. You know, you're going to start paying more, and I'm sure you already have been paying more for things as we go. Anything that's coming from overseas.
It's amazing. We're going to break in just a moment. Anything else, Chris?
No, thank you, Alex. Great show. Captain Sweeney, I'm going to get your book, and I appreciate you just being out there doing this, Alex. You're doing a great job, my friend.
Thank you,
Chris. And hey, go to the website, Maritime Editors. What I'm going to do, I'm going to give everybody who's listening and says they heard me on Alex's show today, I'm going to cut them 10% with no shipping, and I'm going to sign the book for them and send it out. So go to the website, MaritimeHeadHunters.com.
MaritimeHeadHunters.com. Let's jam in Donna in New Hampshire, then we'll hold her over. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My husband is a captain in the Gulf of Mexico, and this is one of my major concerns. I'm concerned because the International Monetary Organization has recommended that merchant mariners be unarmed. And that poses a great big problem for me as a wife who sits in New Hampshire while her husband's down in the Gulf of Mexico.
I understand completely. My poor wife has felt the same thing. I had just called her Christmas Day from Rio Haina before we got attacked. And there was a guy on the dock who, for 25 cents a minute, would let you use his cell phone. And I know exactly what you're saying. It's a terrible feeling.
Well, the other thing that my
Donna, stay there. Stay there. Hold for the break, okay? I want to talk to you on this side, so don't hang up. We'll come back to Donna after the break with Captain Sweeney. Maybe we'll twist his arm into 5 minutes of the next hour so we can take a few more calls after that, and I'm going to get into all this other news and information. But this affects you even if you never go to sea. And it's also a public service announcement because the yuppies don't know how dangerous it is.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
We're going to finish up with Donna. We got Dan, former Coast Guard, and Brandon. That'll be it for calls. Captain, we can keep you 5 minutes in the next hour, can't we?
Alex, you can keep me as long as you want, brother. If I can stay for a half hour after, whatever. I love you having informed listeners, and you are a great host. You are sharp, man. You obviously have been doing your research, so I can stay as long as you need, my friend.
Well, I appreciate you being with us. I try to study all subjects that I can. Knowledge is addictive, as you know.
It is.
That is the true value in the world, the true riches. I want to learn a lot more. That's why we have you on with us. Donna, yes, the International Monetary Fund, others, the UN, they don't want anybody armed, so things will break down, so they can be the global force. They're openly saying that. And unlimited numbers of UN ships taxing the seas, taxing world commerce, that's what it is with the Law of the Sea Treaty, that is not going to protect the ships, only arming the ships. Go ahead.
Well, then the other thing is my husband had to apply, I'm sure, as all maritime seamen go. They have to apply for the Twix card. I think that was the last straw for my husband. My husband said this was one step before every mariner becomes chipped. And this was concerning on top of the fact that Lockheed Martin was the one who prepared all these Twix cards. And just one more thing I would say to everybody out there, whoever wants to take a cruise ship, that most ships are not foreign flagged. And that concerns me because Americans are going to become targets. And unless you have a U.S. flag vessel, you know, you're not going to be protected. We saw that, I think, back in the 90s when the Ecstasy caught on fire and all the crew members of that boat got off and left every one of the passengers.
Yeah, that was that Greek ship, right?
No, the Ecstasy was the one off Florida.
Well, there was another one where the captain got himself off.
Yeah, that was the the Achille Lauro. That's when he went. He came with the Greek captain, went ashore. And said, "Hey, I'll call you from ashore and let you know how things are." but Donna's right. What she was talking about with the TWIC card, which is a transportation worker identification credential, it's not only for U.S. mariners, longshore workers, truckers who go on container terminals, people who work in offices at container terminals or cargo terminals. Port workers who go there to repair things or fix, you know, whatever. Anybody who goes on a terminal, and they're all U.S. citizens. And I wrote an article about the TWIC card and Professional Mariner. People can see it in the archives, professionalmariner.com, from a mariner's point of view. You know, most of us have no problem going in there and doing what we got to do because, you know, we got to stay employed.
But this is a worker ID for the feds to track everybody.
Yes, that's right. And the problem is, though, even though there were, I don't know how many, I think it was 17 ships that had that identifiable links to Al-Qaeda after 9/11, merchant ships, foreign merchant mariners don't have to go through the same screening process.
No, it's only for us.
How can, and I even end this in the article in Professional Mariner when I ask this question, how can U.S. ports be safe when only U.S. workers...
No, it's federal control of our activities. Homeland Security wants every American to have a similar card to have any job. I saw the head of it when Ridge was the head of it say that on C-SPAN. Let's start the call now, finish it up in the next segment. Thank you, Donna. Let's talk to Dan in Texas, former Coast Guard.
Hoy, Dan.
Hello. Alex?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dan. I'm a retired Coast Guard. I served for 21 years active duty, and I just want to let you know that it's a real privilege and honor to speak to you, and thank you for all your insights and help. And I just want to touch on a couple of things. A lot of people have brought up the point about tactics and that they're on target and tracking. It's the only way to protect the crew, because without the crew, it's just a hull, and with a hull, you know, it's useless. And it could be in a watery grave, and that's what all mariners are subject to, its power. So, you know, I thank you for putting all these people together to bring these points up. Because we have to have surface assets that are coordinated to help each other, and that's real important.
Well, stay there. Tell us more about that when we get back in 70 seconds, okay? And then we're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv with Captain Sweeney right now when we come back in the fourth hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey Water, we've got the most well-researched, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv as we are every day going into the fourth hour. I'm only going to have our guest with us for about five more minutes because I have a lot of news and other phone calls We're going to be taking on a host of important subjects, so please stay with us. He, of course, is Captain Kelly Sweeney, Master Mariner, and the author of From the Bridge. Back in 2003 on Christmas night, their largest ship was boarded off the Dominican Republic. They killed at least one of the pirates and drove them off. They had armed guards on board. We've been covering how there's an international move by the UN to keep mariners disarmed so the pirates can rob them, so they can basically call for the Law of the Sea Treaty to have world government take over 76% of the Earth's surface and have armed UN vessels taxing and controlling all commerce. We're talking to Dan in Texas, who is retired Coast Guard. And I mean, how big a threat is it out there with the previously before you retired, and then now hearing that piracy's up at least 500% in 2008?
Well, Alex, I served from 1983 to 2004. I'm a veteran of Operation Enduring Freedom, in which I served in the port of Bahrain, Manama, Bahrain, when the war first started with Afghanistan. So my travels are extensive, and I've done port security my whole career. I ran boats. I ran gunboats and search and rescue craft. I've been a boarding officer, so I'm familiar with a lot of things. And I've been there and done that, got the T-shirt and all that, you know, and I didn't have to go to Davy Jones' locker to get it, so.
Well, hold on. I think we'll keep Captain Sweeney a little bit in the next segment so we can finish up with you.
Sure.
Any stories you'd like to relate to people about what it's like? Because you were obviously in the very area right now that's being particularly ravaged.
Correct. Yes, I was. And the things that, just the cultural differences was the biggest thing to deal with there, you know, being American. And I grew up in, I was born in Texas and grew up in North Texas, so I'm close to where you grew up and everything. And so I decided to join the Coast Guard, serve my country, do all that good stuff, you know, and do my part to serve the American people. And that's always been my primary thing, and I still have that attitude. It's hard to, you know, break a sailor from their habits.
Why are people, I mean, in your opinion, why are things breaking down so bad now? And what, in the 30 years they've disarmed ships, did it take that long for the pirates to build up, or what's happening?
Well, it's, I don't know exactly who's behind it all, but it's very, I think, very strategic, the way they've taken everything apart and assembled it. Captain Sweeney will probably be familiar with the coal rigs of 1972, and that's basically the rules of the roads that all vessels on the high seas conduct themselves by, because that's international communication. And comms can create a situation where you can have a safe passage and there's no accidents in sea, and that's why it was created. But there's no other law after that. The high seas is as everyone knows, it's been out there, is the law of survival. And it can take many forms. And that's why there's so many vulnerable things that happen to any kind of craft. It doesn't matter what the size is.
Well, that's another issue, is that are people so busy looking for pirates, they end up running into other ships or running aground or having problems?
Yes, these are all other problems that are, you know, when there is a lack of safety, a distraction can take away from the operator of the vessel and create a hell that you just wouldn't want to live in. Luckily, I was in the search and rescue a lot, and I went out on a lot of cases, and I've seen my share of disasters. I picked a child up out of the water, 11 years old, and was swept off a shrimp boat in Galveston, July 4th, 1993. I remember like it was yesterday, and I could tell you his name, but I don't want to go there. I know how dangerous the sea is, and if you don't feel safe and you're distracted by something, she'll take you if you're not ready.
Did you ever come across people that had been killed or thrown off ships?
Yes. As a matter of fact, in San Francisco, I picked up a floater there. I got used to that because we had suicide victims off the Golden Gate Bridge all the time. PTSD, that's when I first was introduced to that in 1987, but I'm okay. I can deal with it. I'm a big boy. But we once had picked up a floater and had a hand tied behind its back, the head blown off with a shotgun. It was obvious as hell, but we had to turn the body over to the coroner so that the county could do the investigation.
All right, stay there. I want to briefly come back with Captain Sweeney and have him respond to what you've said, let you finish up. Then we're going to take a few other calls from Brandon and others. Then I'm going to get to other callers on other issues. Stay with us. This is part of the world, 76% of its surface, nobody talks about. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. Our elected representatives wanted a good old boy bailout for the special interest, so they ignored your screams not to do it. They turned off the telephones and email. They voted to print $850 billion at least out of thin air. This money now owns the American and European banks. The exploding inflation that is now guaranteed will slash your life savings to nothing and blast the cost of necessities, particularly food, beyond many Americans' reach. In pre-Nazi Germany superinflation, the cost of a loaf of bread doubled every 2 days until it reached over 4 billion marks. Food prices are skyrocketing so fast, there seems as if there may be no end in sight. The private banks, merging with our government, are refusing to loan grocery stores enough money to restock their shelves. The stores have less food, but jack up prices to stay in business. Whatever happens in America, we need to be prepared and be ready. Everything is zeroing in on food. One-third of Americans have to choose between buying food and paying for other necessities. My friends, whatever it takes, get prepared, get self-sufficient, get food. For everybody out there listening, it's very important for you to understand that by having a supply of storable food, the government, the New World Order, has a lot less control over you. And so it's a mindset of self-sufficiency and preparedness. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, doing one more segment with Captain Sweeney, the more your calls and a lot of the news I haven't gotten to yet. Captain Sweeney, what do you think of what Dan, retired out of the Coast Guard, saying?
Well, Dan certainly has had some hardcore experiences. And the thing is, Alex, is that all merchant mariners are civilians. And we all accept the dangers of going to sea. I've been in 60-foot seas. I've been in 130-knot winds. I was on a car ship one time coming back from Japan. We got hit so hard off the Aleutian Islands that it buckled the hull of the ship.
Wow.
We don't have doctors on board. We have one of the crew members, usually the chief officer or the second officer, one of the officers, takes on the duties, the medical duties. I've had guys, you know, hack off limbs, parts of their finger. I had to, you know, do stuff, emergency things on board the vessel. I mean, there is no 911 2,000 miles out to sea. We are the 911. We fight the fire. We take care of the emergency.
But you're not allowed to have a gun to defend yourself. What do you think of this, Dan?
Dan, we need to have a gun. I agree. And, you know, the thing is, the Coast Guard is stretched so thin. Guys like Dan are doing, like, so many jobs already, Alex. We have thousands and thousands of miles of coastline here in the United States.
Well, real fast, Dan, because he's talking in the background there. Just real quick, I'm going to let you go, Dan, and then have Captain Sweeney comment on it. I mean, what do you think about arming the people that are on board these ships?
Oh, absolutely. I believe, one thing about mariners that we learn, you know, you improvise, adapt, and overcome, and the Marines stole it from the mariners, okay? So, you know, high-powered deterrence and something that'll disable a craft. You know, you throw some line in the water of a craft that's trying to come alongside, and you disable their screws, and then, they got to go to the grocery store after that because they're going to be starving, and they got to survive once their vessel's been disabled. You know, the flare gun idea, absolutely. Just improvise, you know, water buckets, you know, you can make a Molotov cocktail real easy, ain't nothing.
All right, good to hear from you. I appreciate your call.
Thanks,
so there you go, former Coast Guard retired, saying you guys need to be armed. Go ahead and make your point about the Coast Guard being overstretched.
Well, they are overstretched. I mean, the Coast Guard is doing. Dan alluded to it. I don't even know how many jobs they're doing. It's just, but they're overwhelmed, and we have a huge coastline. And in my opinion, if piracy continues to rise like it is, It's only a matter of time before it comes to our shores, if it hasn't already and we just don't hear about it.
Now, what's the law on that? If you're in U.S. waters and you've got a concealed carry permit, say from Texas, is the Coast Guard going to come after you if you're out fishing with your grandson and you've got a handgun in the glove compartment and you're in U.S. waters?
Well, I'm not sure how that would work as far as having a concealed weapon, because I deal, you know, mainly with, obviously, with merchant vessels. And so I know what's going on as far as we're concerned. As far as a private individual, and they already have the permit to carry a weapon, you know, I think it would be problematic if they were outside the state's waters where it was issued mm-hmm. from.
Do we have any idea how many people in the Caribbean and Gulf of Mexico and on the Pacific side of California are disappearing? I know it's hundreds of boats a year, and it hardly even gets a mention in the newspaper. They just say, oh, lost at sea, and really they were killed and their boat sold.
Oh, I don't think anybody really knows, and I don't think we ever will know the true story, because there are whole industries that are they go around the romance of the sea. And believe me, I love going to sea. You know, I don't want to make it seem like, you know, I enjoy going to sea. It's an honorable profession, and the work we do is vital for our economy and our military. But the reality is, as far as recreational boaters, we may never know, because you hear reports only when they say something. But, you know, they're going to go to the authorities. The authorities, let's say that somebody gets attacked off Mexico and they steal their vessel, or they hold them at gunpoint and take everything they have. Well, they're not. You know, the authorities aren't going to mention that. They're not going to put that in.
In fact, part of the time, it's probably the authorities doing it.
Well, it could. There could be a collusion there, all right, a relative or whatever. I mean, their whole clans in Somalia, grandpa on down to the grandkids, that are making money off piracy and ransom there. And you know, but even the authorities, let's say, in Mexico is just one example. It could be anywhere. They don't want to advertise that the waters are unsafe down there. They want people to come down. So they're not going to put that out to everyone.
Well, we are. Let's take a call from Brandon in Canada. You're on the air, Brandon. Go ahead.
Ahoy, Brandon. How you doing, Alex?
Ahoy.
Ahoy, eh? Yeah. Well, first thing, I think it'd be important to have our people, okay, as North Americans, as a whole, I think it's important to have our people safe, all right? And if they're transporting goods that other people want to rob, obviously they have to be armed. And the UN is just basically, in my opinion, all that they are is just running interference. That's all that they do. You know, they're just constantly interfering into things that they shouldn't be involved in.
Well, they want to be the authority over 76% of the surface and all the minerals and oil and everything that's on the floor and all the commerce that goes over the seas.
Well, then obviously it should be guarded. If they're precious resources, right, they should be guarded. And, you know, we shouldn't be letting people run away and steal what, you know, like, the whole thing is, by saying that this boat had this problem, it's going to create more, it's going to increase the cost, because it's simply going to be, well, now we have to have armed guards going with every boat that's carrying oil or diamonds.
Yeah,
or that.
The answer
the
is,
is gonna go up.
The answer, well, they're trying to just steal the boats too, or hold them ransom. The answer is arm everybody on the ships, and then this problem will basically disappear, won't it?
Exactly, but then if you see what we've gone and done with Al-Qaeda, how we armed them, now we're basically fighting people that we train. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's always the same story.
It's always the same story, and it won't change until people do something about it and stand up and say, yeah, we want to impeach the president. Yeah, we're not going to stand for these politics. We elect you, and then you're supposed to have what we want, what's important to us, as your primary target, not your back agendas. And that's what happens. These people just want to keep their agenda, and they just want to screw the people, and then, like you say, imprison us, microchip us, and it's coming. You know, within 5-10 years, everyone will have a chip in them. No more passport, no more social insurance card number, no more bank accounts. What happens when you stop, like you said, and then they just turn your chip off on you? Then what do you do?
All right, good to hear from you. That's our final caller for our guest. In closing, Captain Sweeney, Kelly Sweeney, how do we put pressure on these countries, international organizations, to stop leaving mariners defenseless, this victim disarmament? How do we stop the victim disarmament of the seas and let the capable men and women that are on the seas defend themselves?
Well, I think that the people, you know, your listeners, can do a number of things. First of all, they can push their elected representatives to do everything that can, as Donna pointed out from New Hampshire, to facilitate U.S. flagships and U.S. mariners on those ships. And I know I'm biased because, hey, I'm a U.S. mariner and I work on U.S. flagships. But the less reliance we have on foreign vessels, as she pointed out, the less of a target I think that we are in general, because we're taking care of things in-house. I think on a personal note, what I would encourage everybody to do would be, now there are Siemens centers throughout the country that are located in port areas, and merchant mariners go there as places, safe havens, to contact their families ashore, to buy sundries, and then people can go and volunteer at a Siemens center and get to know the mariners, and it's true, it's not only going to be U.S. mariners, it's going to be foreign mariners too, but the people they rely on to carry their goods and themselves from one place to another safely, and to let them know and to learn more about them so that it becomes part of their life and their understanding. And I think that from my point of view, we need to encourage lawmakers to allow the changes in laws to have merchant vessels carry weapons on board and convoys, if it gets to that point, through dangerous areas as well. Because otherwise, if we don't arm merchant ships and we don't yes. have the military supporting us, really, like in convoys, and have armed guards mm-hmm. or have us armed, you know, we're targets.
Well, in closing, as you said, in 2008, 500% increase, more than half of the kidnappings and ships being seized are not being reported. The shipping companies are quietly paying the pirates off all over the world, from the Caribbean to Africa to Asia, and it's exploding. If it's up 500, 1,000% this year, will it be 2,000% in 12, 18 months? This is already just so horrible, and the deaths of citizens and people out recreationally boating, sailing on the seas. This is a huge issue, so that's why we're covering it here. And as you watch ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox, BBC, you hear nothing about arming the mariners, going back to the way it was, so that they're not sitting ducks, not easy pickings. It's all, oh, we've got to have a world government. We've got to have the law of the sea. We've got to have the UN take over and tax everybody and put UN ships everywhere that'll just harass and raise taxes and board mainline merchant ships and squeeze everybody. Instead of saying, we're human beings, we're allowed to protect ourselves. No, the mafia government wants to not let us protect ourselves, like New York or Chicago, these mafia cities, and then all the criminals move there, and then things get worse and worse, and they have the highest crime rates. It's simple. More guns, less crime. And in closing, Captain Sweeney, again, folks can simply go to your websites, and we'll put your picture and website up there on screen. It's maritimeheadhunters.com and professionalmariner.com, a magazine that you write for. People can get your book from the deck about your experience and fighting off pirates in 2003. Closing comments.
Yes, I agree with you, Alex. Traditionally, merchant mariners have used weapons on board their vessels to defend themselves against pirates. It's a long-standing tradition at sea that is no longer the case now, and I think we need to go back to that. That's one of its facets in really stemming the rising tide of
pirates. Well, it's just like disarming the pilots. Used to have guns in the cockpit.
That's right.
Then they take them away. Look what happens. I mean, we have to do this.
Yes, I think that's definitely one of the prongs of the attack on stemming the tide of piracy that we really need to focus on, is in making it, and to help make the seas more secure. And to start, and to me, it starts with the merchant ships and the people like me and my fellow mariners who are out there doing it.
Well, you have a lot of courage with everything you do, and you have a great profession. And we really appreciate you coming on. And as things develop and unfold, let's have you back a couple times a year, Captain Sweeney.
That'd be great, Alex. You're very informed. Your listeners are very informed. I encourage everybody to see me and visit me at maritimeheadhunters.com. And I wish you and your listeners smooth sailing. Till we talk again, Alex.
Bon voyage. Take care.
Thank
All
you,
right.
My friend.
You bet. Good to talk to you, Captain Sweeney. All right, we're going to come back, get to more calls, more news. Final 40 minutes of the show. Straight ahead, it looks like smooth sailing. Stay with us.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and source sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
First, the 9/11 patsies, after 7 years of being tortured at the Camp X-Ray, Guantanamo Bay, were going to plead guilty just a day after the former head of Pakistani intelligence came out and he worked with the CIA, said that 9/11 was a staged inside job, as well as the Mumbai Bombay attacks. Now the Washington Post is reporting, we have a link to this up on prisonplanet.com, 5 9/11 suspects offered to confess, but proposal was pulled over death penalty issue. And so now they're withdrawing their pleads. So I guess they'll just continue to be tortured until they plead guilty. But it's been admitted that most of the people took there were not even in Taliban. They would just have a roast of a cow, tell the people come out of the hills, and then a real Taliban would grab them and give them to the U.S. for $25,000 a head. And then it was a torture laboratory, the news has reported, testing how to torture people. That's some of the news that's coming up in an information blitz in the last 30 minutes. But right now, let's go to Skip, Dan, and others. Skip in Kansas City, you've been holding. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Okay, and it's Skip. Sorry, Skip. Got put in the computer. I must tell you, I was terribly excited to hear your guest on Monday with the Appleseed program. I'm very excited about it.
Okay, well, thank you.
Well, yeah, because I grew up in a small town in Missouri, Rolla, Missouri, was born and raised, and it was, during the 90s census, the safest small town in America per capita. And it also is the lifeblood of Phelps County, which is the most heavily armed militia in the United States. So I think there's a link between, you know, a conscientious public and a well-armed public being able to keep things safe. You know, there's really no, there are no police in Rolla because no one messes with anybody because everyone's got guns.
Well, look at a town, a bedroom community of Atlanta had high crime rates in the 80s, so they passed a law that you have to own a gun, and crime dropped by over 95%, according to the Justice Department, in 1 year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I heard you say earlier on your show today you were going to maybe do a small film on patriot movements and how they're so easily infiltrated.
I wasn't saying a film. I was saying I'm going to do a series of interviews.
Oh, a series
And I mean, cover that in the future, and then also on the different patriot mythology con artists that come in to prey, to predate on the patriot movement with all their fake patriot mythology, you know, of straw men and bonds.
Well, something I think that ties into that very well is the education system. In Rolla, I was a part of a special education program. It was an accelerated program. They called it Quest. They take maybe like 30 students for every, you know, 300 or 400. And they just took us aside, you know, for an hour a day or something and gave us these special leadership courses from the third grade through the eighth grade. And it was all about, here's how you run a city. The bad guys go to jail. The judge does the sentencing. The mayor can, you know, he doesn't necessarily have to follow all the rules, you know, but it's about leadership.
Yeah, they teach corruption in school. They teach people how to go along with the system. They've dispatched Federal Reserve governors and their minions to propagandize about how great the banker takeover is. And that's proof that we can affect change. They know they can affect change. That's why the bad guys are so active. They know they've got to keep all these balls in the air. And if we get involved fighting them, they can't keep all the balls in the air. I mean, we have Fed governors coming out saying it's a corrupt foreign bank takeover, that martial law has basically been declared. That's a story by Steve Watson that he links to Bloomberg Financial saying that. I mean, all this stuff is starting to come out, and it's good to hear from you, Skip. Dan in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I had two quick questions. One is the first time I started watching and listening to you was probably around 6 years ago. You interviewed Gary Busey.
Yes.
And, I just wanted to know if you knew his condition of late or...
No, Gary Busey called me, I guess, about 7 years ago, about 8 years ago, right before 9/11. Said he was a big fan, and he would literally call me every few weeks. And then finally, he said, well, next time you're out in L.A., which I only got there a year or so, he said, come out to my house. And so I went out there and interviewed him, interesting fellow, very eccentric. And then I talked to him a few other times and never really even returned his phone call since then. Because I'm not really starstruck with people, and I've been there, done that, not nice fellow, very interesting to say the least. But no, what's going on with Gary Busey?
Well, he's been on that celebrity rehab show that's on. And I guess he's got some serious brain problems, not so much drugs.
Well, yeah, he was in a motorcycle accident, and the police reported when they got there, his brain was outside, you know, hanging out of his skull. And so that's he almost died. But when I was around him, I actually been at his house a few times. You know, he only eats healthy food. He does smoke cigars.
Yeah.
I did see him smoke.
Very clean lifestyle.
Well, he smokes cigars, but... and we ordered some food over there, and we're sitting there eating mashed potatoes. He goes, that stuff's poison! Don't eat mashed potatoes! But he's pretty interesting. Anything else?
Yeah, just one more question. If I
sure, we'll come back to you here in just a moment and get into a bunch of news. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he smokes cigars, but and we ordered some food over there. We're sitting there eating mashed potatoes, and he goes, that stuff's poison! Don't eat mashed potatoes! But he's pretty interesting. Anything else?
Yeah, just one more question if I can.
Sure, we'll come back to you here in just a moment, get into a bunch of news. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin.
All right, put me back on.
All right, here we go.
StarSoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming.
This is usually the Watsons theme song when they join us from England.
Fired once more and they begin to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, yes.
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run in on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory!
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets, till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't eyes made.
All right, I'll at least get to Dan,
we fired once more,
Vince, Patrick, Brenda, and Will before we end this hour, before we end this radio show today. Coming up in T-minus 26 minutes. I want to get into some of the financial news. There is so much of it. But let me, before I do that, finish up with Dan in Canada. You had one other question, Dan. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, probably around a couple days after the D.C. madam there was murdered, you were on Fox News with Geraldo. And did they know that you were, like, arrested? Remember when he was in the streets of New York? And he gave the crowd the finger and that, and then you were arrested, taken off, and it was...
Yeah, no, I mean, how that happened is we spontaneously went and protested Geraldo because we were about 7-8 blocks away a couple days before 9/11, 2 years ago, or not 2 years ago, two anniversaries ago, about a year and a half ago, and on the sixth anniversary, and we're there, and we see him in Times Square on the Jumbotron, so I think his name's Mike Narr, said, look, it's Geraldo, let's go over there. So we went over there, I got arrested, but people came and protested around the jail. It became a big incident. They let me go. And then Fox News called because they had the tape the D.C. madam on this show saying I'll never commit suicide. And I said to the producer, I said, you want me on Geraldo? You know, I'm the guy that came and protested and bullhorned him. And he said, no, Geraldo knows that. He's fine with it. As long as it's just
he's
on
okay
the...
with it.
Yeah.
He's okay.
I mean, those guys are bored. That was like fun for Geraldo.
Yeah,
did you know Geraldo helped take over a college with like a semi-armed group when he was in college? And then he became... He was a big street activist. So, and I know he got a lot of hate mail over that. And I think he was kind of trying to but then they set me up again about the D.C. madam a few months later, and I was sitting in the studio here in Austin on satellite, and then they packed too much in the show, and he said, sorry, Alex Jones, we can't have you on this time, and smiled. So, look, I mean, my whole thing is bygones are bygones. I'm going to go on and talk about how they murdered the D.C. madam, and I'll go on anywhere as long as it's live. I will not fly to Fox because I've had them cancel me probably 10 times, and I've only made it on once. And so I'll still get in a car and drive down to a studio. That was not the first time I've been in a studio and they don't let me on. Same thing with CNN. I was on A.J. Hammer's Showbiz Tonight twice. A.J.'s a fan. Most of the crew were fans. They were all, hey, love this video, love that show. And then they set me up to come on. I get to the Austin studio, a different one that CNN uses, in the hills of Austin, in Westlake, actually, in the town of Westlake outside Austin. I get there, and they call and say, we apologize. Believe me, we've already leased the studio. You're not going to be on the show, but you'll get a call later from a producer. A producer called and said, look, we got huge ratings with you on. This is a huge story. We had a poll. 83% of people agree with you that it's an inside job, agree with Charlie Sheen. They said, we higher-ups told us no Alex Jones on CNN. And I said, they said, well, don't say my name, and I'll tell you, we've never had someone from the executive level, non-programming, said, system-wide, no Alex Jones. Then, a few months later, that was about a year later, CNN did do a piece on me, but it was a hit piece saying I was a nut. No, I'm banned from these channels. I don't know how I got on Fox, but c'est la vie, I did. So that's it. I appreciate your call. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it sure does. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate that call. Okay. Look at this story. In fact, let's just go to Document Cam. Punch up my bad boy Document Cam for folks on PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out. Regional Fed chief, elite insiders have usurped authority. That's a quote. And this is not just an article by Steve Watson. He details it and adds more background knowledge. This is from a Bloomberg report. Reports Bloomberg. These quotes that we have in here, this is from Bloomberg, and you can, and the government disinfo people go on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, we post these articles, and they'll say, this is a lie, this has not been said, there's no link, it's all lies. Now, they know people are lazy and dumb, some of them. In the comments, they won't go look and see that there's a link to this. Just like it has been reported in the Financial Times of London, the headline, and now time for world government. And it says world government's tyrannical, but tyranny's good. We need to get rid of freedom. The American people and their guns are a problem. You can go read the article. People comment in the comment page, because Paul wrote an article about it. We also linked to the article, saying, oh, it's not true, it's all made up, when there was a link, you know, right here to it, and then a screenshot of the article. So these are not stupid people. This is government operatives trying, and they admit they're out there on the web, CENTCOM admits they do it, trying to deflect weak-minded people, targeting you, but this was reported in Bloomberg. You know, in fact, Paul, let's just put the Bloomberg article up on screen. Google regional Fed chiefs, elite insiders, Google Web, find Steve's article, and then I want you to put on screen before the show ends the reports Bloomberg News. I want you to go get this article, and then I want you to go link through to that Bloomberg, and I want to put the very article on screen for people. There's a lot of denial going on about all this. Kind of like when I had two congressmen on to say 7 weeks ago that they were threatened with physical martial law. One of them said it on two of them said it on C-SPAN, then we had them on here. And we said, let's be specific. This is physical martial law. And they said, yes, we're threatened with the nation going into martial law. Then Senator Inhofe told the news 2 weeks ago that that was indeed true, that Secretary of Treasury Paulson had threatened them. There are still people claiming that this never happened. Okay, they are putting NORTHCOM troops on the streets. They have said it's 20,000. They are saying the governors will be federal officers under federal control. They are saying it's for civil insurrection and for the American people. Okay? You know, we told you Ford and GM a year ago were going to go bankrupt, or we're very close to it. Now it's happening. We are accurate. The establishment is hoping you are stupid and won't check into what we're saying. But this is a very important article right here. Regional Fed chiefs, elite insiders have usurped authority. Federal Reserve, regional bank presidents described invocation of war powers by Board of Governors in Washington. Regional bank presidents of the Federal Reserve have described the ongoing financial policy making of Washington officials as a complete usurpation of authority and an invocation of emergency powers. The district chief's authority over borrowing cost has been marginalized in the past 2 months as Chairman Ben Espernaki and the Fed Board of Governors in Washington made their own decisions on emergency measures to flood the economy with cash, reports Bloomberg. 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 Several former and current regional bank presidents have intimated that they now have little to no influence over Federal Reserve actions, that the central bank has effectively been completely hijacked by high-ranking insiders who are giving it all to private offshore banks. Now, $8.4 trillion as of last week. We haven't found out late in the week or middle of the week. Last Wednesday, AP, Bloomberg, and others reported $8.4 trillion. $8.4 trillion. Did you find that article, Paul? You need me to pull it up? Watch this. Watch this. I'm going to go to Google. Okay? I'm going to go to Google right here. I'm going to take this headline. I just could just go to my website and find this, but I'm going to do this for everybody. Punch this computer up on screen for everybody. Okay. All right. I'm going to go to screen for everybody right here. This is like the incredible childlike denial that the public is in that I have to go through for people. Okay. And I will put this headline into Google, and I will say, regional Fed chiefs. And then I'll put InfoWars, or let me just try Prison Planet. That's actually where this was posted. Then it will come up. PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, now I did that. Didn't spell planet right. Oh, you did find it now? Okay. Well, okay, there it is on screen. Now there he is on screen. Click on the Bloomberg link. And there is Bloomberg. And yesterday we posted on screen the Financial Times of London saying, and now for world government, saying world government is good and will save you from the banking collapse and all of the rest of it. Boy, that computer is loading slow in there. Yeah, I tell you what, it better be different at the other office. That's all I can say. Oh, there it is. Headline, War Powers. Says War Powers. Now, people will hit the site and hit it hard. They are now denying this. Right now, this is being denied. It's being denied by everybody. The operatives, they're in there denying it right now. So war powers threatened. Not threatened, put into place. So we're operating under the War Powers Act of 1933 with Roosevelt. So this is high treason, this is tyranny. Ladies and gentlemen, they are forming a world government run by the banks who have engineered the implosion. We told you 3 years ago it would start with subprime mortgages. It has. We told you all of this. Do you still have those articles yesterday about the world financial system and now for a world government? Let's punch those up on PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's stop having denial by people. Oh, it doesn't even matter. Fine. If you want to believe the banks aren't running anything, and if you want to believe they're not imploding, or you want to believe $8.4 trillion, here, watch this. I'm on Google. $8.4 trillion bailout. Watch this. Click on news. And the news cycles through so fast, I don't see it. It was in Bloomberg and AP last week. View all the results. Now, that's old web stuff. Now, here it is. That's $8.5 trillion. But that's somebody's blog. They will probably... Oh, that's pointing to Prison Planet. So let's go to the Prison Planet article, and then it will link to a mainstream news article. The San Francisco Chronicle. Boom. And see, what's crazy about this is that we're the only ones that seem to be pointing this stuff out to people. Folks are still talking about the horrible $700 billion bailout. There you go. San Francisco Chronicle. Government bailout hits $8.5 trillion. By Kathleen Pender. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, hundreds of top experts are saying that gold and silver are going to double in the next year. I don't know if that's true. I know that according to inflation, gold should be at about 3,000 an ounce. It was 2,500 an ounce a few months ago. It should be 3,000 an ounce. All I know is they've been, the COMEX has been artificially messed with. Mainstream news reports that. They can't suppress it much longer. Gold has gone up 70-something bucks today and yesterday. And Ted Anderson bought gold when it was 740, so he can pass on almost 70 bucks in savings to you, but not for long. The new group of coins he has are almost sold out. We're going to come back and take calls. We're going to take them right now. But, Ted, just briefly, I want to give people another chance today on this deal. You're almost sold out of some of the coins. Tell folks about the deals you've got. One more chance for them to call.
What I have right now are the francs. They're at 195. I have the British sovereign. They're at 242. We have the walking Liberty halves. They're at $8.40. We have the $5 gold pieces that are in the MS-70 slabs. They're at $384. Unfortunately, the 10 Indians and 10 Liberties sold out. We still have a few Buffaloes that we can sell at $1,036. So really...
those have a bit of a premium, though, because you can't find those anywhere.
No, they definitely have a premium. I think the better of the buys, the better buy of the bunch is going to be the British sovereigns or francs, or look at those $5 gold pieces.
Now, let's explain. You said this earlier. You know the listeners. We pitch gold when it's hot because that's when people buy. I buy when it's low. So Ted does it for you. He buys it when it's low and then sells it to you at the low price when it's high. And that's how he annihilates all the competition. We're talking 2 to 4% markup here just to literally pass this through. Ted is doing this for the listeners of this show. Insane deal. How long can you hold it, Ted?
Well, I'm going to hold it till tonight for sure. I can hold it till midnight if I have to see what's sold, what I have to buy back in the marketplace again. You know, I mean, I locked in about 1,500 of those British sovereigns when the prices were lower. And a bunch of the francs, I can't remember the exact number, but, you know, right now I just can't see it enough. I mean, every time there's a dip, I mean, I don't know why people back off and they don't want to buy when the prices drop off. And I'll step up and do it because I know what we're in for here. The United States dollar is going to be doomed. This bailout here, I was talking to the guys down at the Campaign for Liberty. And right now, Ron Paul's fighting long and hard to stop this bailout for the auto manufacturers, but you know they're going to get it. I mean, it's just one thing on top of the other. Deficits right now.
But it's not even a bailout. The feds are just going to nationalize it, then steal parts of it and hand it over to foreign interest.
That's the whole thing. I mean,
we're being looted. They got the country in debt. They cut off the liquidity. They're consolidating. The way to fight back to protect yourself, at least, is to get gold and silver. Now, silver's up over a dollar today. You've still got it at the lower price, Ted.
I do. That was the same price I was handling on those walking Liberty halves when silver was down at $9. So silver's up a buck. I mean, that's a fantastic.
Where is silver right now?
Silver right now is at, hang on a second. I have that one right here. It is at, $10.32. Today's highs, $10.34. So it's up a dollar.
You're not going to find a better deal on silver out there. Are those the half dollars?
Yeah, those are the half dollars.
Gorgeous market. World War II coins. 800-686-2237. Call, folks, before it's gone. And there are still some of the Buffaloes there at an insanely good deal as well. Gorgeous coin. They're sold out. They're gone. The Mint's not, you know, making any more right now. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And the brokers will be there till midnight Central Time, Ted?
Oh, yeah, they can call all the way through midnight to get
for
these.
The folks that are on the West Coast who get home and want to get a hold of that deal. Again, ladies and gentlemen, stop procrastinating, stop waiting, stop sitting there like a deer in the headlights. You fight the New World Order by getting into real things that have had value
for time immemorial, 800-686-2237. That number, 800-686-2237. Thanks for popping in for 2 or 3 minutes with us, Ted.
You bet. Thanks for having me up.
All right, we're going to come back, and we're going to jam in as many of these phone calls as possible. We're going to try to get to everybody, Vince, Patrick, Brenda, Will, and others. In fact, I'm just going to skip this break right now. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to Vince in Los Angeles. Vince, you're on the air.
Actually, it looks like he dropped off.
Okay, let's go to Patrick in Seattle. Patrick, you're on the air. They always hang up right when you go to him.
Hey, Patrick. Patrick.
Hello?
Yes, Patrick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Sorry. I have two stories that I want to share with you. I was listening to the radio, 98.9, a jazz station, and they were it was the morning news, and they were saying that people were just giving their guns away. I couldn't believe, to the authorities.
They run those nationwide. That's called product placement or propaganda placement, and to create a Pavlovian response of seeing your fellow sheep treating us like a herd animal, do it. They have buybacks where foolish old ladies whose 80-year-old husband dies and he has shotguns that are carved worth $5,000 a piece, we've seen this, will show up and give their guns, and the cops just take them and sell them. I don't blame them. They're not going to throw away some $5,000, carved, British shotgun made, 100 years ago. So that goes on. But the main issue, the reason Handgun Control Inc. and the feds and others pay for this, is it creates the local news image of people lined up handing guns in. The truth is that most of the gun shops are completely sold out, just like most of the gold shops are sold out. The ammo's sold out, or huge 50%, 100% markups. People are grabbing guns everywhere, but yes, and Obama's saying, don't worry, I don't want your guns, I just want to restrict some of them. I mean, what a piece of filth. Yes, they're doing gun buybacks. They also put up billboards in Texas and other areas that don't have all this victim disarmament saying, report illegal guns, with a picture of a revolver. Well, then your idiot neighbor thinks that gun's illegal because they're not part of the gun culture. So it's all part of a massive hoax. You understand?
My dad has three, but he has a rifle and two shotguns.
Oh,
and I'm telling him, buy some ammunition.
So they're running, going, oh, it's so wonderful, everyone's turning their guns in. No one wants guns.
Yeah.
I mean, what were they saying? What was the filth saying for money?
They were just, like, these people were just, like, all happy about giving their guns away.
Oh, it's so wonderful, everyone's handing them in. I mean, what were they saying specifically?
It was kind of weird, and I got another story or a comment. Obama's advisors pointed out the guy who could steal from Google, and I was wondering, like, what is that going to happen? Like, what do you think?
Well, Google is run by the CIA and based at NASA.
Yeah,
and they're going to take over the web and set up internet too. No, they've announced that they're coming after the web. They're coming after your guns, the First Amendment, everything. I appreciate your call. Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes,
Ira Hayes,
Ira
Hayes,
call him
drunken Ira Hayes, he will answer.
Yeah, the last caller that we took, just for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, he was talking about how they're appointing the guy from Google as the internet czar. It's internet, too. They're going to shut down the old web, force you on the new one, control you. They've announced that they're doing it. You've been told? It's happening. Fight back, boycott, speak up, talk about it. They'll tell the yuppies it's the newest thing, and they'll all go run off the end of a cliff. That's why they're going to get hurt real bad by the New World Order. Brenda in Arizona, last caller. No, maybe we'll have time for Will in Canada. Go ahead, Brenda.
Yes, Alex. Hello.
School, welcome.
We live in the Constitution free zone here in southern Arizona, and I'd like to tell you about a little incident that happened.
That's right.
This morning.
You live with 100-mile checkpoints, only searching citizens. Go ahead.
Yes, we do have a checkpoint just a few miles from my house, and my beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed daughters were heading north, and they were at the checkpoint.
Definite Al Qaeda.
One of those dogs went off on the car, And we do have a dog in heat that's been in and out of that car.
Because the dog gets treats when it alerts, yeah.
And so they were pulled over for the secondary inspection, and we have trained them all to not answer the questions because we are free Americans. Well, they get rattled, they get scared, they answer the questions. But the car was completely searched, and they were asked a lot of nosy questions. And so I've been in touch with Border Patrol, I've been in touch with our local sheriff's office, and every time they get pulled over, I'm going to do the same thing. And I just wonder if you have any advice for those.
Well, they're criminals. They're enemies of America. These Homeland Security checkpoints are for citizens. Roaches come in, they don't go out. The borders are open. The Mexican tribs can kill and shoot whoever they want, kill cops, they don't care. It's all about squeezing the slave citizens. And I would go out there with a video camera. I would tell your daughters to have one. I would tell them to go there deliberately with a camera, go complain, call the local media. I would buy an ad in the paper. I'd start an access TV show in the nearest town to you. And I would start a local organization of citizens, it's already happening, that are against these Nazi checkpoints that are for citizens and nobody else. And Governor Ventura's noticed. Illegal aliens, they go right past. But him, boy, they pull him out and get up against the car, Ventura. You're Al-Qaeda, boy. And that's how this country operates now. It's all a pretext to enslave us.
In our county, there is a Border Patrol agent for every 120 citizens in my county.
And they're going to run your life. They're there to get you. They're there to grab your child if they've got a marijuana cigarette. They're not there to start the 2,000 deaths on the Texas border alone. They're not allowed to do their job. I appreciate your call. Sorry to hear your daughters ran into a Nazi Germany checkpoint. Over 100 miles into the border on in the entire country, two-thirds of the population lives on the coastlines or on the border, two-thirds, and it's called a constitution-free zone. Banning free speech, going after the internet, censoring everything, the tax man's raping and auditing people all over the place. It's just only going to intensify, all part of the New World Order. Will in Canada, you take us out. Go ahead.
Just wanted to say that there's been a lot of information going out about, like, Stephen Harper. And he just got elected, 6-7 weeks ago in October. We just had an election, and the opposition parties cut deals to get him out. And
But that's how parliaments work, though, is that parliamentaries, not like the U.S. system that that is here. I mean, but should the Queen come in and then veto what the elected representatives are doing?
Got nothing to do with it. That's all on paper.
Really? Really? It was in Reuters. It says the Queen's Governor General did it. Oh, really? Okay. Listen, I appreciate your call. We're out of time. Call me back and argue tomorrow. Rebroadcast with all the big, important information. It was huge at InfoWars.com, streaming now, and the free podcast. We'll see you back in 1 minute at InfoWars.com.